I'm Tom Hubert. Over 24 Iraqis were killed today in intense fighting between Iraqi insurgents and U.S. forces northwest of Baghdad. Combat operations today involved anti-tank weapons and helicopter gunships. A terrorist training camp northwest of Baghdad was raided yesterday as part of Operation Peninsula Strike. The operation is the largest in the region since the end of the major combat phase of the war. The cost of the war in Iraq is lower than expected. According to a report in USA Today, a short conflict that used fewer missiles, sparked fewer oil field fires, and created fewer refugees than anticipated helped to hold down costs. Senior administration officials say the cost of deployment in combat will be less than the $62.6 billion Congress had approved in March for Operation Iraqi Freedom. A detailed account of the expenses related to the war will not be available for months. A gag order and a ruling to unseal several warrants have been issued in the double murder case involving Lacey Peterson. A Stanislaus County, California Superior Court judge ruled that pre-arrest search warrants used by Modesto investigators to search murder suspect Scott Peterson's home, business, and vehicles can be made public. Another judge issued a gag order that extends to lawyers, investigators, and possible witnesses. Scott Peterson is accused of killing his wife and their unborn child. A 15-year-old Utah girl is detailing her life as part of what she alleges is a polygamist family. Luann Kingston told the Pulse on the Fox network her family was forcing her to marry. However, a statement issued from the Kingston family says they never forced anyone to marry. The Kingstons, who have been prosecuted before, are being tested for suspected incest. Utah's attorney general is encouraging others who may have been linked to polygamy to come forward and says that charges will be filed. The first possible case of human-to-human transmission of monkeypox is under investigation in Wisconsin. Officials say a Milwaukee nurse and a medical assistant at a clinic have developed symptoms of the disease after treating patients diagnosed with the illness.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Powell, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer's got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Hello, Dental Group. Ms. Cole? Sounds like a nasty toothache. Aren't you on vacation?
Camping.
Well, for temporary relief until you see the dentist, get maximum strength Ambisol.
Ambisol?
The same pain reliever in the same strength the dentist rubs on gums to start relieving pain on contact.
Oh, really?
You can't get stronger pain relief without a prescription. Use only as directed.
Ambisol.
Yes, Miss Cole. Maximum strength Ambisol. Dent is strong, so the pain is gone.
The Senate Finance Committee has passed a $400 billion bill that would add prescription drug coverage for Medicare. The full Senate is expected to pass the bill later this month. The Senate's version of the bill lets seniors get the drug benefit whether they stick with a traditional federally run plan or choose from managed care options in the private sector. The White House version did not include such an option. Not all drug costs for seniors will be allowed. Several Democrats voiced fears beneficiaries will be dismayed when they find out how big their drug bills would be under the new program.
This week on E! He may be a one-woman man, but he still spends like a bachelor. It's good to be Ben Affleck. Plus, it's the in-your-face world of the paparazzi. Celebrities Uncensored.
Get the camera out of my face!
And if you thought the show was hot and heavy, wait till you see what went on when the cameras went off. The E! True Hollywood Story of Melrose Place. It's all new, all true, every night this week on E!
On Wall Street, stocks are down. A drop in May's producer price index is sparking hopes the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates once again. The Labor Department reports the PPI last month fell 0.3%. Minus food and energy, the core PPI actually climbed by 0.1%. Oracle's proposed $5 billion hostile takeover of PeopleSoft was rejected on two fronts yesterday. PeopleSoft's own board unanimously denied Oracle permission to buy out the company at about $16 a share. The San Francisco Chronicle says the company J.D. Edwards filed a pair of lawsuits against Oracle on the basis that antitrust regulators would likely strike the merger down. Figures from the Commerce Department today indicate the U.S. trade deficit was slightly lower in April. That was triggered by a sharp decline in oil prices, but the deficit was still the third highest on record at $42 billion. Average prices for imported oil slid in March when feared supply disruptions from the Iraq War did not materialize.
Bob Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Most accidents occur between 3 and 5 p.m., but how about really bad accidents? Here's a hint. Paul Revere could have been a victim. I won't leave you in the dark, because when we come back, I'll tell you. Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. 10 years ago, I discovered a company with the best fuel injector cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com. Take it from Paul Revere, midnight rides are risky. Although our byways are busiest during rush hours, more than twice as many fatal accidents occur between midnight and 2 a.m. While a major contributor is driving after late-night partying, night vision is also a factor. For a safe midnight ride, make sure that your lights are working, windshield's clean, and headlight aim is properly adjusted. Because drivers blinded by your improperly focused headlights could add to the highway death toll. Oh yes, if you're drinking, don't forget to designate a driver. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us!
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with Julian Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julian Jordan.
Well, thank you very much. I had a day off yesterday. And I'm sure Ski Anderson was amazing. He is so incredible. Does a good job every Sunday on the Ski and Skinner Show, WLS Chicago. We thank Ski for stepping in for Peter and I as we were both off yesterday. Back together, well, almost all week next week. I'll be there for a few days and then taking another little jaunt. It is summer, time to do that vacation thing, you know. But, hey, it's no vacation for the people over in Iraq. Hey, you knew I was going to say that, didn't you? The death toll continues to rise in Iraq. However many thousands now, 5,000 or 6,000, plus at least 100 as of the last 4 days. Why are we there? Why are we doing this? In the name of forged documents and an illegal administration, I say. It says here U.S. forces killing about 100, according to the military, which we'll take that for what it is. Why wouldn't they attempt to capture and detain? Why did they just go in and plow this whole alleged training camp down? This was what they call a massive sweep to crush resistance by supporters of Saddam Hussein. Let's see. Who supports this? Who doesn't? That's what I want to know. Blindly attacking, randomly killing. How could they do this? And this is their explanation. Air Force General Richard B. Myers says that forces were sifting through intelligence. Now, we'll get to that intelligence in just a bit. We'll get to the forged intelligence, the forged reasons that G.W. Bush used to go in and kill thousands of people. So this is what they say, that foreign fighters, quote unquote, may have been at an alleged terrorist training camp northwest of Baghdad. So they bombed it because these foreign fighters may have been at an alleged terrorist training camp. Unbelievable. Then the Pentagon comes back saying that it's most apparent that a lot of these opposition fighters, how do they know? How do they know who these people are? Most apparently were non-Iraqis from other countries in the region. My question on that one is, why would anyone want to go into Iraq and fight from another country when they know they're just going to get massacred? They are absolutely going to get plowed down, killed, murdered. It makes no sense to me. And then we hear, if confirmed, it's all of these may have beens, these alleged, these ifs, these buts, these could be. It is just simply corrupt and murderous to the core. And we will not let up. A little later, going to read kind of a fun account of how the country was better off with a president who had an active libido, with a horny dude, than someone who seems to have no soul, simply does not have any spark. And I'm going to talk about W and the sex thing, okay? Whether you like it or not, it's my plan. So, U.S. troops acting on an intelligence tip. So forged documents were one of the reasons that G.W. Bush justified going into Iraq and massacring all these people, murdering all of these people, thousands. Now, an intelligence tip, went in and blew out this whole area. U.S. Central Command said that an organized group ambushed the tanks the day earlier, and so that's why they went in with Apache helicopters and joined this chase along with tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles, killing 23 more assailants. A 22-year-old farmer, Bassem Abdul Rahim, said he was hiding with his family in his house about 150 yards away when he heard the shooting and saw flashes of gunfire. After the clash, the Americans took away the bodies, he said. Of course, yes, there is increasing resistance in Iraq. Of course there is. Because the Iraqi people get it. They are upset that they're not just upset. They're out of their minds with anger that this illegal president massacred their people. For what? Now all of the talk is focusing, and I'm glad about it, on the vanishing uranium. The vanishing uranium. Remember the State of the Union address. This is all a buzz. And there are going to be hearings, but these hearings are going to be secret in Congress, which is another bone I'd like to pick a little bit later. As we connect the dots, I do have I have this all in order. I'm organized here. I have a method to my madness. G.W. Bush, certainly, this is from the New York Times today, by the way, certainly not pleased to know that in his State of the Union address in January, remember this ominous report, the one that made people say, call up at 1-800-TALK-YES and say, Julene, Peter, but what about this deal with West Africa, with Niger, where it implied that Saddam Hussein had recently tried to get these large quantities of uranium from Africa. What about those? Okay, that's what people were saying after the State of the Union address, because that's what Bush said in it. This is obviously a big embarrassment for G.W. Bush, and it's a big embarrassment for the United States. Embarrassed? I'm not only embarrassed, I'm ashamed. I'm appalled. I just can barely contain my anger. It's quite obvious. And now, G.W. Bush needs to be saying to those people, his little cronies who helped write those speeches, hey, how did we let this fabricated information about Iraq's nuclear weapons program get into this speech? He should be asking that question. Instead, he's playing around there in Kennebunkport with his daddy, trying to ride one of those of mechanisms, those little scooters around, fell off of that, saw that earlier. Hey, big deal, you know. Meanwhile, yeah, he's playing around with technology and having a good time. Meanwhile, people dying in the name of his lies. I hope he has, I don't know how he sleeps at night. He's got to take drugs to go to sleep. He has got to. There's no way anyone could sleep an 8-hour sleep or 6-hour sleep having this on your mind. Because he's got to know. Or is he that stupid? This is the Niger uranium story we're talking about. This is one that first started making the rounds of intelligence agencies back in 2001, 2 years ago almost. And I'm going to tell you, we'll go through how these stories started moving around. Now, these charges, as it says in the New York Times, seemed plausible because Iraq was known to have been trying to enrich uranium in the late 80s, so they say. This is what this says. I don't know for sure about that. And Niger was one of the possible sources of uranium fuel. The supporting documents never checked out. Some bore what was alleged to be the signature of Niger Minister of Energy and Mines. But here's the deal. The signature, this guy, this alleged minister, this alleged signature in question, this guy had been out of office for many, many years before these supposed sales negotiations were supposed to have taken place. So the other thing is, any actual sales contracts that would have been arranged with the government of Niger couldn't happen because it takes an international consortium. An international consortium controls the country's entire uranium supply. So the CIA had heard about this, and they heard about some of the problems and looked into the matter. There was a report that denied the allegations. This was passed along to other government agencies, including the White House. But the CIA appears to have not concluded that the story was unreliable at that time. As a result, no effort was made to keep it out of the speeches and documents, obviously, including the State of the Union address. Oh, come on. If you are going to give a State of the Union address, shouldn't you have your facts straight? Well, no. This was all purposeful. This was all planned because these crooks thought that they could pull the wool over the eyes of the American people. Let's take a call. I've been going on too long, and I could go on forever, but David in San Francisco wants to get in. Hi, David. Thanks for calling 1-800-TALK-YES, and welcome to the program today.
Hi, Julian. I just thinking about this, you know, my first take on it would be that if I were going to try to steal someone's oil,
yeah,
and looking at normal mineral rights in any part of the world, you have to have the deed to it. You have to be able to prove that you have ownership of the minerals at question, let's say.
Right.
So in this case, they want to steal the oil, and it's very necessary to kill the people that have the deeds to it. So if you look at the way that the United States government went into Iraq and as well in Iran and intentionally went into various city halls or town halls or whatnot and burned them down, down every deed, burned down every marriage license, burned down destroyed all the public records. Intentionally ruined any computerized system that they had in there. There was a specific intent to go in there and loot. And I would even speculate that the looting of the museums and the National Archives had something to do with this because it probably referred to, various ancient deeds and situations in which ownership of various territories would be mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's there we go.
It's
not just that they lied about weapons of mass destruction. They had a plan for how to go in there and make sure that the theft was complete. Whole idea of creating refugees, driving people off the land, and then putting them into camps. Now, this is something that's been going on for years, all through Africa and South America and Central America and Asia, for that matter. You're essentially, you can look at Bangladesh, 30 years ago when George Harrison did his little concert for Bangladesh. A lot of people thought that this was a horrible country where everybody was starving, but the reality is that it's some of the best farmland in the world, and that the reason why Bangladesh was created was these major corporations wanted to steal this bounty of farmland, and they essentially needed to drive the people off the land so that they could steal the land from them and then sell the food grown there to India and to other countries where they could pay more for it. So this is a scenario that this project for a new American century is very well aware of, and so I'm just very much urging people to keep their eye on the ball for the deeds and the ownership title for who's going to get the land.
All right. Thanks, David. Another injustice that you bring to our attention. We appreciate that. Coming back with more phone calls, 1-800-TALK-YES. A little later, Curtis Ellis on the program. We're going to give away some books this hour. So get your dialing fingers ready and your brain to work.
If you're an allergy sufferer and want non-drowsy prescription-strength medicine without a prescription, you have a new choice. Allivert. Allivert starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue, without water. So you can take Allivert inside, outside, in your car, anywhere. It's non-drowsy relief even Claritin can't beat. New quick-dissolving Allivert. Allergy medicine right when you need it, wherever you are. Use as directed.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was a straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risks.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the general. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express lawsuit funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Werby reminding you that my show is now being broadcast from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the IE America Radio Network. It's the same show filled with engaged, intelligent talk featuring not just you, the listener, but also a wide range of interesting guests. So if you want to leave right-wing hate radio in the 20th century where it belongs, join me, Peter Werby, weekdays 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time for something entirely different.
Hi, this is Christopher Kent, host of Antique Talk, heard live every Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Saturday, June 14th, I'll be on location from 10 to 5 at Don Scott's Antique Market in Atlanta, Georgia, the best antiques and collectibles show in the South, doing free first-come, first-serve appraisals on my TV show, Flea Market Mania, with Good Life TV Network. I'll be in the North Building at 3650 Jonesboro Road, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, telephone 404-363-0909.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julian Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julian Jordan.
Crooked to the core. That's what they are. Bush Co., we call them. And We hear from Bob, who wrote in from Tulsa, Oklahoma. It is no mystery why Bush can sleep. I was saying earlier, how does this man sleep at night? He must be taking some kind of heavy-duty sleep aid. And Bob says it's no mystery why Bush can sleep, knowing full well of the atrocities that are being committed in his name. He is amoral. Yeah, you're right, Bob. Having no conscience to be troubled by such matters. In this, he is acting like the archetypical neocon, and because of that trait, the future of the nation is at risk. These people will say and do anything to further their nefarious ends, which is to eliminate the government of the United States as it has existed for over 200 years. Cheers from Bob, even though he says there is precious little to cheer about. And it's true, as far as our government goes, and I mean, the only thing we can cheer about is that we're alive, and for those of us in good health, you know, hey, we got to remember those things. They do exist, but damn it, this, as you said, this nefarious ends, they will go to no ends to get what they want, to get those precious resources. It's all about the oil, and it's all about finishing what his daddy started. Because, you know, he tried to kill my daddy. He tried to kill my daddy. And, you know, if you're in the Bush family and you try to kill his daddy, well, forget it. You are done. Condi Rice was asked on Meet the Press Sunday about a column of Nicholas Kristof. He writes in the New York Times again today, and talking about the Bush's reliance on these forged documents claiming that Iraq had sought uranium from Africa, the one that everyone said, well, we got to go in there. They were getting that uranium. They're going to make those nukes. Didn't you hear they were getting the uranium from Africa? G.W. Bush said it in the State of the Union address. He wouldn't lie in the State of the Union address. He wouldn't lie to the American people. That's what I heard from the people, from these people. Well, he did. He relied on something that Condoleezza Rice now acknowledges as not credible. Ms. Rice acknowledged that the president's information turned out to be not credible. Not credible. That means basically a lie. It was forged. But she insisted that the White House hadn't realized this until after Mr. Bush had cited it in the State of the Union address. What a bunch of bull. They knew. They knew. The CIA, boy, a CIA officer said that Bush ignored these warnings. And that even though the CIA had warned the White House and other officials that this story did not check out, they were, especially Dick Cheney and some other officials, they were hoarding all of this information. They were building this stack of lies to really go on television, national television, and say all of these things like, oh yeah, what about this yellow cake uranium in there? Well, Nicholas Kristof has an offer because he understands that Cheney's office first learned of its role in the episode of this whole thing by reading a column of Nicholas Kristof's in the New York Times. This is a riot. And Nicholas Kristof has an offer for Dick Cheney. He says, I'll tell you everything I know about your activities if you tell me all you know. I love that. I'll tell you everything, Mr. Cheney, I know about your activities if you tell me all you know. And then he continues, to help out Ms. Rice and Mr. Cheney, let me offer some more detail about the uranium saga, piecing together the story from two people directly involved and three others who were briefed on it. The tale begins, as I said earlier in the program, 2001. Third-rate forged documents just turned up in West Africa, right? They just kind of turned up, purporting to show the sale of this yellow cake uranium. It's all a bunch of bull. It got passed around to different countries. It finally hit the CIA. And CIA officials said, you might not want to use this. It was well known throughout the intelligence community that this was a forgery. And he put it in the State of the Union address. Impeachment? Mm-hmm. Curtis Ellis is next.
This week on E!
He may be a one-woman man, but he still spends like a bachelor. It's good to be Ben Affleck. Plus, it's the in-your-face world of the paparazzi. Celebrities Uncensored.
Get the camera out of my face!
And if you thought the show was hot and heavy, wait till you see what went on when the cameras went off. The E! True Hollywood Story of Melrose Place. It's all new, all true, every night this week on E!
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. Union janitors and their supporters rallied outside the headquarters of the Red Cross in downtown Washington, D.C. yesterday, protesting the treatment of janitors who clean the towering office building. Support for Service Employees International Union Local 82 is growing among janitors who clean the Red Cross on behalf of the Continental Building Maintenance Contractor, something that Local 82 organizer Fabricio Herrera says is due to the recent success of the union in winning a new contract for D.C.'s organized janitors.
In this building, with the janitors, they only make $7 an hour. They don't have no benefit. They don't have nothing.
Organizer John Everhart says Continental recently threatened workers wearing buttons and stickers in support of Local 82.
That's not legal. It's legal for everyone to show their support of a union in a public way. And so if we're going to bring charges against them, if that's what we need to do.
Yesterday marked International Justice for Janitors Day, called by the Service Employees International Union each June 15th.
Two new health studies provide compelling evidence that working nights is bad for your health. The Canadian government's Department of Statistics released a report this week that analyzed nearly 10 years of data collected on shift workers. It found that those who work second or third shift jobs have higher rates of heart disease, higher blood pressure, and more frequent incidents of digestive problems. Women who work irregular hours also have a higher risk of breast cancer. This corresponds with a study released last week by researchers at Harvard who examined the working habits of nurses. They found that nurses who worked nights at least three times a month for 15 years or longer had a statistically greater chance of colorectal cancer. Both studies suggest that irregular working hours interferes with the body's internal clock, and that may be the primary factor for increased health problems.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julian Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julian Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julian Jordan.
I'm indignant, and that's the way it's going to stay. Unless you're like Peter the other day. Not Peter Werby, someone who called or wrote in and said, you're bitter and you're angry. Well, I'm righteously angry. How about that, brother? Let's go to another one of our fine brothers. America's favorite populist. It is Jim Hightower.
Can you stand hearing a little bit of good news? It comes from an unlikely source. That massive tax bill that the Bushites just rammed through Congress, giving away at least $325 billion of our tax dollars to a handful of rich Americans that neither need nor deserve this windfall. But sometimes you can find a jewel in a junk pile. Tucked into Bush's massive giveaway to the Wall Street crowd is a little something that will help folks from our streets. It's a $20 billion provision to provide emergency aid for states that are grappling daily with our nation's growing health care crisis. Nearly every state in America is facing a budget squeeze, and to make ends meet, most legislatures are blindly whacking the budgets for health care programs that provide essential services to seniors, low-income children, people with disabilities, and others without health care coverage. In my state of Texas, for example, legislators, quote, fixed their budget shortfall by tossing some 250,000 children out of the state health care program. Out of sight, out of mind. It's children like these that the emergency health care money will help. But this $20 billion jewel didn't just appear in Bush's junk pile of a bill. It was placed there through a determined effort led by the men and women of the Service Employees International Union. Half of SEIU's members are nurses and other health care employees who are out on the front lines of meeting America's needs, and they are appalled that so many are being abandoned in a country that is so rich. So they forged a coalition with community groups, seniors, and others, and launched a Put Families First grassroots campaign, bombarding our Congress with thousands of personal appeals for decency, fairness, and sanity. This is Jim Hightower saying, insanely, the Bushites opposed this aid, but people power prevailed. When people get organized, we win. To join other fights for good health care, call SEIU, 202-898-3200.
All right. Thank you, Jim Hightower. And each and every day here on the Peter Warby Show, 2:30 p.m. Eastern. And yes, organize, people. We must organize, and we must continue to speak out, even yell, and be as indignant as I am. Hey, it's kind of fun that way. Let's go over to someone equally indignant, and that is Curtis Ellis, IE America's entertainment and cultural correspondent. Curtis, hey, how are you?
Oh, indignant. I'm as indignant as hell, and I'm not going to be indignant anymore. Or something like that.
You're not going to not be anymore.
Yeah. I'm going to stop being not indignant.
Listen, I've been kind of blowing off some steam here, and so it's time to maybe talk about something a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
We're going to give some books away.
Well, actually, we're going to start giving books away, I believe, next week.
Okay, we're going to do that next week?
Yeah, because we've got this. The book is called The Latest Bombshell.
Okay.
It is a hilarious, yet chilling, yet entertaining read. It is a novel by Michelle Mitchell about a leggy political consultant who is out to save a journalist who has been wrongly convicted of treason by a military tribunal.
Now, when you say leggy, what do you mean?
Well, she's
a guy
one
who's
of the characters
really
in the book. One of the, what's that?
A man who's really tall?
No.
I'm just teasing.
It's a girl.
I knew
a
that.
A woman. And she's a smarty with legs, as one of the characters in the book refers to her. And it's a very entertaining book, and it's really it's a retelling of the Dreyfus Affair, which was a big scandal in France around World War I. And she's updated it, and it's got all these characters in it that you might recognize in real life. Conservative commentators, spineless media people, shallow-minded attorney generals, people like that. And we're going to put up a little fun quiz on the website, and that'll help you win the book.
These poor listeners, yet, I teased them. I teased them that we were giving them away today.
Well, that's good. Good. We want
we'll
to keep teasing everybody.
Week.
And that way we can set the house on fire when it's ready to go, which should be next week.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
We promise.
It's a real fun book. If you want to go out and buy one, go ahead. But we will be giving some away next week. So.
Okay. And what else
this
is going on?
This is even hotter than Hillary's book, I'll tell you that.
It is?
Much more entertaining.
Well, because Hillary's isn't that hot. I mean, yeah, I'm sure it'll be interesting and blah, blah, blah. I mean, but nothing new, right?
Yeah, exactly. And she is not what I call Miss Personality.
I've met her. I interviewed her one-on-one, and she was just, she really was a very sweet lady. She really was. She was gracious and wonderful to me, so.
Yeah, that's right.
She put up with Bill's wandering ways, so here. I could never.
She's got a heart of gold.
Yes, she does. We're going to talk about Bill Clinton a little later in the show, too, and his sexuality.
You know, one thing I want to ask you about, you know, is this monkeypox business. I don't know if you've been indignant about that, but that's the thing that's really got me going.
Okay. Well, now we've had the first human-to-human monkeypox transmission, I understand.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the media has, again, dropped the ball. They're telling us about monkeypox, but they're really not covering this. I don't understand.
It's something now, to do with prairie dogs, and all I know is I'm worried because I have friends in Wisconsin.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
farmer
had
friends.
Some monkeypox out there, and they've got a lot of prairie dogs. Now, this supposedly came from a Gambian rat, an exotic Gambian rat from Africa.
Okay.
Now, I want to know, what are we doing importing Gambian rats? I mean, don't we have enough rats in this country already?
Yeah, couldn't they just go to New York and have at it?
I mean, really, what is it? Is it that these African rats will eat garbage that American rats won't eat?
Perhaps. I wish we could find out.
And then, why do you import the African rat and then let it go play with prairie dogs?
That's a good point. It's all pretty whack.
I don't understand.
I don't
get it either. You're not explaining any of this. These people in the Midwest seem like they just have too much time and too much money on their hands.
I don't know.
African rats, letting them go play with the prairie dogs. I don't know.
It's kind of like a strange soap opera.
Totally.
Yeah. So what's going on? The Tony Awards? So you have
Tony Awards. Yeah, I was at the Tony Awards the other night. That was 10 tons of fun.
Who hosted that?
It was, Hugh Jackman, Wolverine from the X-Men.
Okay.
He had his long floppy hair.
Yeah.
And he hosted it. And, you know, the way the Oscars, everybody was afraid before the Oscars it was going to turn into an anti-war message.
Oh,
forum,
yes, of
or
course.
Something. Well, this, the Tony Awards turned into a gay pride.
Oh, I love it. So it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, they had two guys kissing on stage, and of course the big winner was Hairspray, which is Harvey Fierstein playing a woman. So, right there, it was a big woman.
Yes,
a big woman. And in fact, I asked him about that. And Marissa Van Oker won Best Actress in a Musical.
And she's the one, Tracy
Turnblatt.
Yeah, she's the one who played Ricky Lake's part, right?
Yeah, that's right, in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked them, I caught up with them after they got their big awards, and I said, you know, you've won the Tonys, Best Actor, Best Actress. You won the Drama Desk Awards. You two big, beautiful women.
Yes.
What does this have to say about American womanhood?
Right.
And this is what they told me. Oh, hold it.
It's hard to hear.
Let's try that again.
Okay,
and this is what they told me. So what does this have to say for American womanhood?
We're going to be rounder, I think.
Yeah, I think that the real woman is the real woman. So I think that it's great that we're kind of embracing that now. And I've always been a little rounder, so I'm...
Hi, everybody. Doug Steffen here. It looks like we're having some minor technical problems here at the program. But please stick around. We've dispatched the whole Doug Steffen Good Day technical staff to get this thing fixed. I'm sure we'll be back with our regular show in just a few moments.
And so it's wonderful. You know, to be healthy is the good
thing. And I think it's just also being different. I don't know if it's so much about I'm a heavier girl or it's my mom. But it's just, I mean, I get a lot of letters also from people that feel like they're the outsiders. John Waters actually created Tracy because that was the outsider. That was the one that was John Waters in life, he said. So that was the person that didn't fit in. So Tracy kind of represents everybody that didn't fit in.
Yeah,
wow.
Everybody that doesn't fit in.
I love that, Curtis, because, you know, big, beautiful women are just big and beautiful. What can I say? And
yeah.
I'm just sick of this stick figure thing, you know, this whole, anorexia, this whole supermodels in Cosmo magazine, because, you know what, that does not represent the average American woman. And I love that. That's great. And Harvey, I just love Harvey.
Harvey's voice, he's just too good.
Have another smoke, Harvey.
And he's such a mother. He's a mother to the cast. He loves to cook, and they all love him. And he's a lot of fun. I asked him, I said, yeah, look, you take the civil rights movement and you make it fun. And he said,
yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was exactly fun, but
Harvey.
We bring the humanity to it.
Well, that's wonderful. And you brought such a great message to the show inside of an entertainment segment. Way to go, Curtis.
Well, there was a lot of politics floating around there. You know, Russell Simmons was there. He won an award for best theatrical or new theatrical experience for the Deaf Poetry Jam.
Oh, sure, sure.
Very political. So I asked him if the Deaf Poets and Russell Simmons are going to, if he, as this artistic entrepreneur, is going to bring the rap artists and get them involved in the next election. Because, you know, they just had this rally down at City Hall with rap artists. They had thousands of people down to repeal the Rockefeller drug laws, which are very draconian. It's like they find you with a little bit of drugs, they lock you up and throw away the key. Mm-hmm. And they want to repeal these laws. So I asked him if he's going to get the rappers and the hip-hop artists involved in this next election.
We registered for the last election, the last presidential election, hundreds of thousands of voters wrapped a vote. And we, if you look at hiphopsummitactionnetwork.com or .org, you'll see that we're registering voters all the time. And the idea is each one bring five voters, and we're working with NAACP and a number of lots of people involved in our outreach. We have a hip-hop summit. We had one yesterday, in fact, in Portland. We have them all over the country. We registered voters. We had 20,000 kids come and sit in an auditorium with take notes because wow. Eminem and Nas were the hosts of a hip-hop summit in Detroit. So we do it all over the country all the time, and the idea of getting them involved in the process is one that we spend a great deal of time on, and we believe it's going to make America better when we get young people to pay more attention.
Oh, good. That's
yeah.
Great. I mean,
yeah,
I
Russell
hope
they, Simmons.
Yeah, we need to really get out the vote, and he's a powerful guy.
Very
you know,
powerful
he's got
guy.
A big voice, right?
He's got a few pennies too.
Just a few, and a hot wife.
You, yeah. If you go, if you go into Google and just type in Hip Hop Summit and Action Network, you will
find
a schedule of where the hip hop summits are happening, and
okay.
He does them regularly. He's quite the guy. He's the man.
He is one of the man, yes.
Yeah, I asked him, he was talking about the poets and how they've got this, it's a very political show, and it's a whole wide, diverse range of different people. And this is what he had to say about some of, you notice how people, if they speak against this administration, they get whacked down by some of the right-wing wackos. And this is what Russell had to say about that.
Great.
I'm happy to do that. I think America is built on these people's opinions. And, you know, they shut up the Dixie Chicks. You know, all these country western singers who I know personally, they forgot what they used to think. They shut up, too. That's terrible.
Wow.
So I want Americans to be able to express themselves, make this place, this country better. So I'm proud to defend them, and I'm happy to catch a brick if necessary.
He's constantly defending Danny Glover and Susan Sarandon and all those people.
Good.
That are catching flack for exercising free speech.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Shame on them, right?
Yeah. And Christopher Reeve was there as well.
Ooh.
Now, Christopher has his and, you know, leave it to me. I will find a way to get politics out of anybody. So.
That's good. I like that in you.
And this is what I asked Christopher Reeve. The House of Representatives has banned stem cell research. Do you think there is any hope for rescinding that ban, or is there any way around it? As you know, stem cell research holds great promise for people like Christopher Reeve with
right.
spinal cord injuries.
And people with MS, and just the future would be amazing, right?
Yeah, but this administration says, no, it encourages abortions somehow. I don't know, so they banned it. Well, this is what Christopher answered me. I asked him that question, and this is what he had to say.
There's a lot of promise in state initiatives. California has already passed a bill that allows researchers there to do stem cell research. And we hope that another six or seven states will follow suit, because 70% of the American people support the research. So it really is just social and religious conservatives who are driving the agenda in Washington. But ultimately, the needs and the will of the people, they're going to make the difference. And there are 128 million Americans suffering from presently incurable diseases and disabilities. And their voices will be heard.
Wow.
Yay.
You got to talk
he
to
has
him.
No illusions. It's these conservative, religious conservative types that are now politicizing medical research.
politicizing everything.
It just makes me sick. It's like, leave your religion out of it. I don't care if you have it. Just leave it out of it. And maybe we could save some lives.
Yeah. This is the most corrupt administration. They have politicized everything. Politics goes into everything. There is no objective evaluation of anything on its own merits. It is all skewed by politics. It's unbelievable.
So true. So what else you have for us, Curtis?
Well, let's see. Everybody's talking about Jerry Springer maybe running for Senate. I think he'd be a great senator.
You see, all I know about Jerry Springer is that he has this very silly show and he makes a lot of money off of it. But he was the mayor of Cleveland?
Cincinnati.
He was the mayor of Cincinnati. Thank you, Steph, is talking in my ear. This is a voice in my ear. Cincinnati, and everyone tried to say that he bankrupted the city, but he didn't. He was the mayor, right?
He was the mayor.
Okay, let's talk more about it. Yeah, we'll talk more about Jerry Springer. you took my man, and I'm going to make you pay. That's what that show is. Oh, God. I can't watch it. Curtis Ellis, our entertainment and cultural correspondent, coming back with us right here on the Peter Worby Show. I'm Julian Jordan. Come on back.
And we're playing all your favorites, but right now I have a pair of free tickets to tonight's big concert for the third caller. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. They are heating up, and let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Ms. Shannon Johnson?
Yes.
Oh, you sound very excited.
I am.
Well, Ms. Johnson, I have good news.
I'm the third caller.
No. I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Mom, what's wrong?
My knees are killing me. I shouldn't have jogged this morning.
Today's my party. You gonna be okay?
I should be. The party's hours away.
And we have tons to do.
The moment of choice, Tylenol or Advil. Which works better to get you through the day? Truth is, Advil can give you longer-lasting relief, better relief than Tylenol for tough muscle aches and pain. And Advil is gentle on your stomach.
Mom, you look like you're having fun.
I really am.
For better relief, advance to Advil.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was as straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risk.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the general. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Hi, this is Peter Werby from the IE America Radio Network, wondering whether you've heard about In These Times magazine, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture, has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. Find out what you're missing. Visit them online at www.inthesetimes.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-827-0270.
Show.
Doug's in Santa Fe listening to KTRC.
Isn't it good that the people that are in power can always contradict themselves?
Yeah, did
prostitution
you?
Prostitution wasn't legal in Iraq, but yet Saddam Hussein had a series of concubines, one of which our CIA and federal government was getting information on him prior to the war.
Right. Turned out he uses Viagra. But so does Bob Dole. But so does Bob Dole. And thank you for Viagra. How many people are getting to go to Viagra Falls these days that previously couldn't? So it's a good thing.
Did you know this? That Saddam also wrote romance novels, writes them, writes plays and things like that?
Yeah, and he likes Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
He takes Viagra, puts on the Frank Sinatra tunes, and off he goes.
The Peter Werby Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Everything, little thing's going to be all right if we keep screaming, that's for sure. Curtis Ellis, our cultural and entertainment correspondent for IE America, our guest, and we were talking about the Tony Awards and a lot of political statements coming out of the folks, and also, you know, self-body image statements coming from the folks in Hairspray. And I love that because there are so many larger men and women out there in the United States who are made to feel so horrible about themselves. And that just, well, it just irks me to no end. So, Curtis, now where are we?
Where are we?
Well, we're in the middle of a vast, crazy land. We know that.
That's right, and I think that this is a real good example of what you're saying about the body image. It's an example of what seems to be happening everywhere in our culture, where there's one model, and I don't mean fashion model, there's one model of beauty, there's one retailer that's going to dictate the taste for everybody.
Right.
And if Walmart doesn't sell it, you can't get it. And if you don't fit into this one image of what beautiful is, you don't exist, and you should start starving yourself to death and driving yourself crazy.
Yeah, it's just silly.
And for a country which is supposed to be about plurality and diversity and freedom of choice, you have the freedom to choose that which you're supposed to choose. And there's only one choice that you're supposed to choose. Otherwise, you are wrong and out of the mainstream.
Yeah, yeah,
totally
unbelievable.
Wacky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People need to get a clue.
They need to get a clue. They totally need to get a clue.
Yeah.
I like that. So what else there, Curtis?
So what else? Alex and Emma, a new movie coming out. I shouldn't be talking about this because it doesn't come out for a few weeks yet. Kate Hudson and Luke Wilson.
Uh-huh.
Awful movie. Don't waste your money.
Really?
That's all I'm going to say about it. It's really.
Have you seen A Mighty Wind yet?
Yes, I have seen A Mighty Wind.
Do you suggest that?
I do suggest that, yeah. I recommend that. It's up on the website in the entertainment page at ieamericaradio.com. I've got my little review of that up.
Sorry to divert.
Capturing the Freedmans is a great documentary, which I can't recommend enough. When I was filling in for you the other day, I had the filmmakers on who made this great movie. So go see Capturing the Freedmans. Catch A Mighty Wind. And if you have a chance to see Art Garfunkel, go see him. I saw him the other day at Carnegie Hall. What a talented guy. He's still got it.
And while you're at it, don't judge someone by how they look. Thank you very much.
Okay? Thank you very much.
All right, Curtis. Hey, we'll talk to you next week. You and Peter will be on. I'll be going to Puerto Rico.
Ooh, la la.
Look out.
Okay,
Curtis.
You. Have a great weekend.
You too. Back with another hour to go, or another 2 hours to go. Next hour, we're going to talk about human rights and big oil, because they don't much go together. I'm Julene Jordan, and please come on back and give a call, 1-800-TALK-YES, open line.
You've been listening to The Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003.
Hi,
truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to animal talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. Nearly 100 people have been killed in the bloodiest clashes involving U.S. troops since the end of the war in Iraq. Steve Mort reports.
The recent attacks against U.S. troops have taken place in mainly Sunni Muslim areas and led U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to acknowledge a probable organized resistance by Saddam Hussein supporters. In the latest incident, U.S. troops killed 27 Iraqis who ambushed a tank patrol. A day earlier, American forces killed at least 70 at a guerrilla camp. No U.S. casualties have been reported. A number of those involved in ambushing U.S. troops are said to be foreigners, another indication that citizens of other countries are involved in the clashes inside Iraq. Steve Mort, Washington.
The price tag for the military operation in Iraq is lower than what had been predicted. According to a report in USA Today, a short conflict that used fewer missiles, sparked fewer oil field fires, and created fewer refugees helped hold down the cost. It's estimated the cost of deployment and combat will be less than the $62.6 billion Congress approved in March. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry believes his new energy plan will end the country's reliance on Mideast oil.
Americans deserve the jobs that can be created here, and they deserve the security that we can create by being energy independent, and I'm going to set us on the path.
The Massachusetts senator says the plan would enhance domestic energy sources and provide incentives for more efficient energy use. The U.S.-backed roadmap for peace in the Middle East is being threatened by renewed violence in the region. Secretary of State Colin Powell says the Bush administration is anxious for Israel to use restraint following attacks by Palestinian militant groups. Today, Powell stressed the need for the strikes against Israelis to stop. More news in a moment.
Hey, Larry, baby, you want to go for a ride?
Why, Vince, I didn't know you cared.
I don't, but I'm looking for a baby.
But, Vince, we're crash dummies.
Well, your head's about the size of a baby.
What are you doing?
Taking it off. I'm using your head in a rear-facing infant seat.
Why?
To show how babies up front are an airbag danger.
You know I get sick when I ride backwards and without a body.
Up in front, kids won't know what hit them when the airbag blows.
Then why do people put their kids up front, Vince?
I don't know. Maybe it makes feel better to see them sitting by their side. Although, if my baby looked like you, he'd ride in the trunk.
And where are we going, Ben?
You know that brick wall with the big bullseye?
Oh, I can see it vaguely in the back of my mind.
Well, in 2 seconds, that's exactly where it's going to be. Holy cow, Larry, you're embedded in the seat.
Tire iron.
I can't understand you. I'll go get a tire iron.
Thank you.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the back seat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Consumer optimism seems to be dropping. A survey from the University of Michigan shows consumer sentiment falling to 87.2 in June. The monthly index was at 92.1 in May. Consumer confidence is viewed as a precursor to consumer spending, which drives most of the American economy. The survey's gauge of consumers' outlook for the future of the economy slumped from 84.2% to 91.4% in May. More after this.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen, we're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right.
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
A new report says 300,000 whales, dolphins, and porpoises die annually because of fishing nets. The World Wildlife Fund says the animals get tangled in them. The organization cited numbers from the International Whaling Commission. Wisconsin health authorities are looking into what may be the first case of human-to-human transmission of monkeypox. Officials say a Milwaukee nurse and medical assistant at a clinic have developed symptoms of the disease after treating patients diagnosed with the illness. New theories are emerging regarding how AIDS originated. A team of international researchers claim to have tracked the origins of HIV to infected monkeys in Africa that were later eaten by chimps that were then consumed by humans. Their report appears in Science magazine. 20 to 25 million people have died of AIDS worldwide. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Decisions, decisions. Your technicians just delivered the bad news. Your engine needs major work. Now what do you do? When I come back, it's the automotive version of Let's Make a Deal.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
As Monty would say, do you choose door number 1, 2, or 3 to solve your engine dilemma? Behind door number 1 is repairing your engine, and door number 2 opens to a new car. But behind door number 3 is another alternative. A remanufactured engine can make your car run like new and increase its trade-in value. The cost? $1,200 to $2,500, equivalent to taxes and surcharges alone on some new luxury cars. But just like the TV version of Let's Make a Deal, consider all your options before making your decision. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with Julie Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julie Jordan.
Thank you very much, and welcome, everyone. Our guest coming up a little bit later in the hour is Jenny Green. She is a senior attorney for the Center for Constitutional Rights. We're going to hear about big oil, Unocal, in this case. See, we like to pick apart all of the big, nasty corporations. This one, really especially nasty. And this was about a landmark human rights case that will be heard next Tuesday. And we're all about the human rights here on this program. This is a case that involves forced labor. It involves murder. And it involves rape on behalf of oil. Oh, my gosh. An excellent editorial today in the New York Times about Tom DeLay. I'm going to start it, and then we'll bring in Billy, because it's Billy time here. Paul Krugman in the New York Times really writes some excellent articles, excellent editorials. And this one goes to show that if you pay, you can, too, get a seat at the table, and that not only should we be angry at the right-wingers, the rabid right-wingers, that we should be angry at any moderate, liberal, and traditional conservative who averts their eyes from what's going on in Congress, and Tom DeLay being the main focus of this particular editorial about America's ruling party, how far to the right it has moved, and it quotes some of Tom DeLay's past remarks, like this one. Who cares about some crazy guy in Congress says? That's what one liberal economist said, chiding Paul Krugman for being being alarmist. Some crazy guy, Paul Krugman says. Public images are funny things. Newt Gingrich became a famous symbol of Republican radicalism. By contrast, most people know little about Tom DeLay, the House Majority Leader. Yet, Mr. DeLay is more radical and more powerful than Mr. Gingrich ever was. It's true. Maybe Tom DeLay's public profile will be raised by his success. Yesterday, Tom DeLay was successful in sabotaging tax credits for 12 million children. That's right. Oh, way to go. Congratulations, Mr. DeLay. Those tax credits now would cost only about $3.5 billion. Put that on a scale of what we have spent killing thousands of people over in Iraq, or what we've spent giving corporations and the wealthy a big old break. A big old bonus for their greed and corruption. Well, Tom DeLay has embedded the credits in a $82 billion tax cut package. That is, he wants to extort $22 in tax cuts for every dollar given to poor children. Nice guy he is. We'll talk about him and the case of Westar Energy. Let's bring in Billy. It's Billy time. Billy from Santa Cruz. And really, he should be Billy from Philly. I like that because that's where you're originally from. And it sounds better, Billy.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Did you hear me talking about Tom DeLay?
You know, I really think we should refer to him as the cockroach.
Oh, yes. You know, la cucaracha. Cockroacha. Because he used to...
He used to kill bugs for a living. And clearly, when you breathe too much of that gas, it turns you into a mean little man.
Now, listen, there's bug people out there saying that that's not true. We can't blanket that, but...
Yeah, that's probably true. I'm probably wrong about that, like so many things. So why is Tom DeLay such a mean little man?
I don't know. He's just... Maybe he was raised that way.
Is he from Texas?
You know, I think he is from Texas, actually.
I thought Texas makes, like, big, great, you know, big men, big, important, you know, big-hearted men, like Lyndon Johnson. Well, you know, I actually you know, I hated Lyndon Johnson for the war.
Yes.
But ultimately, you know, I learned not to trust my government, and my government lies when it wants me to get into war, and that was a valuable lesson. And then the other thing that Lyndon Johnson did, let's not forget it, was something called the Great Society, and that really was good stuff.
Well, but there, think of all the big evil men that come out of Texas, and that includes DeLay. You know what happened? This is this case of Westar and Energy, and the chief executive was indicted for fraud, blah, 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 same old story. We've heard it a million times, right? And then in the subsequent investigation, email turned up in which there was descriptions of being solicited by groups linked to Tom DeLay in return for that legislative seat at the table, Billy. You get that seat to take.
Tom DeLay has been one of the most obvious influence sellers that exists on the planet. He makes no bones about it. You pay a lot of money to get close to Tom, and Tom delivers. I don't know why nobody else seems to get angry at me and every other American for, you know, we know this about guys like this. We understand that we have the best money Congress can buy. Why is it we're all sitting aside? You know, you said something about the Constitution before. Constitutional rights?
Yeah. Center for Constitutional Rights? Yeah.
I don't think we have any.
That's why we have a Center for Constitutional Rights, to try to focus on those and for representing so many people who are having, you know, have had them trampled upon. And, hey, let's take a phone call. What do you say?
Well, it's a good idea.
Frank from Washington. Frank, welcome.
Hi, no, Frank from Boston.
Frank from Boston.
Hi, Julene.
Hi, Frank.
The Tom DeLay Texas Democrat issue is really gotten to me up here, and
sure.
I'm amazed that it hasn't gotten more play anywhere.
Well, we have talked about it, and this is when the Democrats, what were they calling them? The killer bees?
The killer D's.
The killer D's. I knew that. And this is where they left the state because they refused to vote on the redistricting. But it was under DeLay that these Texas Republicans are trying to increase this advantage in seats with the second redistricting. There's only supposed to be one in a decade.
Well, that's one terrible issue, but the other one is him using the federal government, Homeland Security, to try to track them down.
Yeah.
And then they would have gone crazy if this had happened under Clinton. They would have gone nuts.
I know. Everything that this administration and the... the guys, the right-wingers like Tom DeLay do, everyone would have been going just absolutely, you're right, crazy over it.
He will go down as one of the most vile and corrupt politicians in our history. And like you said, the people that are averting their eyes, and I'm very disappointed in my Massachusetts delegation. We usually have some real fighters up here, Bonnie Frank and Ted Kennedy, and I don't hear a word about any of this stuff. And well, Kerry's saying something, but he's running for president now, so I would expect nothing less from him. But I'm very discouraged, and I won't even talk about Westar, which is another issue, which is ridiculous.
Yes. Billy's here, by the way.
John? No, Frank.
Frank.
So,
Billy, get the names right. We called him. Now he's John from Washington.
Yeah,
but he's really Frank from Boston.
I'm thinking of running for Congress, so maybe it would work.
Are you serious about running for Congress?
Yeah, I've thought about it, yeah.
Well, let us know, because, you know, we'll give you some free publicity here.
Well, I'm kind of semi-retired right now, living off a lottery win, so I've got plenty of time on my hands.
Hey!
You actually won the lottery?
Yeah.
For how much?
$2 million.
All right!
Yay!
So liberals can be lucky, too.
I got a nice little check every year, so...
You didn't get it through
good
greed.
Time in my life, so I can just sit around and go crazy watching Tom DeLay destroy the country.
Well, it's good you have time to do that, because a lot of people don't have time to focus on all of these things. Their lives are too busy.
For a while, I didn't think of running against my local congressman, who's always been fairly good, Ed Markey, but I'm discouraged with all of them. I'm discouraged that none of them have said a word about Texas Gate. I'm discouraged none of them have said a word about Westar, and the proof is right there.
It must be because they must be almost as big influence peddlers as the other guys. Otherwise, they could stand up and shout it from the rooftops. But as Frank points out, they don't. What's going on?
No, they don't. And we usually have some fighters up here. So, best luck, Julian. Doing a great job.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye.
Hey, and you get out there and fight. Go for it.
I plan to. I'm doing it on a local level, and I'm going to take it farther.
We love it. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling the show, and thanks for contributing. John from Washington, otherwise known as Frank from Boston. We're pathetic, Billy. This is what Tom, what Mr. DeLay, as because, you know.
Don't call him Mr.
Time. This is what Tom the Crook DeLay, is that better, says from, let's see, when an employee tried to stop him from smoking a cigar on government property, the majority leader shouted, "I am the federal government."
Ugh.
Yes.
Ugh.
He
and
did.
You know, the problem, of course, is that, as Frank points out, when the Democrats went away, we enjoyed the fact that they screwed with the power play by the Republicans.
And you're talking about the Texas Democrats when they fled to Oklahoma.
But you know what? They're just a bunch of low-life politicians like the Republicans are. They didn't do it for anything but their own self-aggrandizement, power, and making sure that they don't lose their jobs. Let's not kid ourselves.
Well, now, I don't know. Come on, you got to give them some credit.
Why?
Because they prevented a redistricting. They prevented
which only prevents them
seats.
From getting voted out.
But come on, Billy, would you rather have them have stayed and lost?
Well, here's my point. At this, and here's Frank's point. Who represents us? The Democrats seem to fail to be able to stand up to the Republicans, to not be money thieves. You've got the corporate criminals are scattered throughout the Democratic Party. Sure, it's 100% in the Republican Party, mm-hmm. and it's only 80% in the Democratic Party. What kind of choice is that?
I know. You know, I'm with you on that one, Bill.
So, you know, this is the larger question I want to bring up here.
Sure.
Is we need a big answer here, because once again, I'm going to say that as things go, the only way we get rid of Bush is to have the economy continue to go into the dumper, which it is doing.
Well, the economy, and how about, along with him tanking the economy, all of these lies are floating to the top.
People don't care.
Like the scum. You know what I'm saying?
The Americans, look, it's what you keep saying. Why don't they want to pay attention to it? They don't want to know the truth, and they don't want to act on it. And that appears to be getting worse, not better.
Well, a lot of people just don't, they just can't be bothered with that. And these people need to know that, in the end, they're not going to have any rights and freedoms if they continue with that.
There's an old saying from a time before your time that I still remember, and that is, if you're not part of the solution, you are part of the problem.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right, Billy. Absolutely. So everyone go to the New York Times and you can read this. Let me tell you a little bit more about Westar, actually, because I promised that. And also Frank from Boston, otherwise known as John from Washington, was talking about that. This is about Tom DeLay pioneering the K Street strategy, which, in a radical break with tradition, punishes lobbying firms that try to maintain good relations with both parties.
Ugh.
Billy.
Ugh.
They get punished. It's more corrupt than we even thought.
You know, it's simple enough. When the party of God is in power, you are empowered as that party to be able to use any tactic whatsoever to stay in power.
Yeah, and they're using them to their full advantage. In fact, this is what Paul Krugman predicts, and, you know, it doesn't really, I'm not insulting him, it doesn't take much to predict it. What's going to happen with this lock on power? Once it's firmly established, they're going to push through the radical right-wing religious agenda. We can expect that wall between church and state to come tumbling down.
It already has.
That's right.
You know, we're already using my tax money and giving it to churches, giving it to the groups that have churches that discriminate, that won't hire homosexuals, that won't hire people not of their religion.
And
Robertson, who runs for president and is bold enough to say, and if I win, no one in my administration will not be born again.
And who these people believe that it's a sin. You know, that these homosexuals, I tell you, they're just sinners, I tell you. Well, you know
maybe
what?
Maybe they are, but I prefer whatever, to look like a homo than a legislator.
Billy, come on. They're not. They're people like you and me. And you know what? Tom DeLay is the one who just... He's the sinner, okay?
Cockroach.
All right. Thank you very much, Billy.
Bye, baby.
It was our time with Billy, as we do here on the show. We love him.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was a straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risks.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll-free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the general. Call 1-866-96-STEEL. 96 Steel today.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now, 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now, 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
The Mike Molloy Show.
Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah!
Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing, the child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kid. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Wirby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Let's hit the phones and go to Linda in California. Linda, thank you for calling the Peter Wirby Show. Welcome.
Yeah, I was listening to you and is it Bill? Bill, yeah, he's so great.
I know.
Well, I had these kind of arguments with my Democratic friends here in Santa Clara County,
uh-huh.
And I got to the point where the representatives that I was speaking to at a fundraiser were saying, "Well, we are so our margins are so slim now in the Senate and in the House
uh-huh.
that we just don't have the freedom to do the things that we would really like to do." And they said, you know, if we had more margins of seats in both houses, then we could be veto-proof. You know, we could
yeah.
be, you know, all of the things that we used to be that we want to be again.
Okay.
But I was arguing with them and saying, well, the only way that, you know, this is again the debate about whether the party should, now that it's been moved to the right by Bill Clinton, should it now be moved fiercely to the left? And I happen to believe that if we move it fiercely to the left, it will marginalize the party even more.
Hmm.
I don't believe that a leftward turn is needed now. I think that what the party needs to be is more of the centrist kind of party that won so many votes for Bill Clinton, especially after September 11. We have a very ultra, hyper-conservative feeling in the country right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to attract those voters in 2004 if we have a very left-wing candidate. And I don't think a very left-wing candidate is going to make it to the primary either.
You make a good point, Linda. Thank you so much for calling, and
mm-hmm.
I'll go on a little more about that. I tell you, it is such a, it's just also mucky muck, because I think that the Democrats are way too far right. I mean, I think they need to go way to the left. So, but I understand what you're saying, you know, about a viable candidate, about actually being able to win, and that it would probably be someone more centrist. So thank you for calling, Linda. Let's go to Susan in Huntsville, Alabama. Susan, thanks for calling today. Welcome to the program.
Well, hi, Julene. How are you doing?
Doing fine, thanks.
Well, you know, I've missed most of your show today because I've been on the telephone, and I wanted to call and let you know what I've been doing. First, though, I wanted to say, I have to, on a personal level, say, shame on all the Americans who gave all control to all branches of this government to the Republicans.
Thank you. Amen, Sister Susan.
And I agree that it seems that most Americans prefer to watch Foxhole News and stay deaf, dumb, and blind right now.
Right.
But to those who are listening who care and who are as outraged as I am that the Senate Intelligence Committee has decided to hold private hearings about the pre-war intelligence on Iraq.
Right.
I say we've got to join the fight.
Yes.
A couple of things.
Okay.
We have to put pressure on Congress to expose the Bush lies.
You know it.
So we have to be very active, right?
So you've been making phone calls.
I have. I got inspired this morning because I got an email from Voice 4, that's the numeral 4, change.org.
Yeah, I got that too.
Okay, yeah, they're launching this action, right?
Yes.
Well, I took it a step further.
I love that. You're indignant, you love it. Okay.
I called every Republican member of the Intelligence Committee.
Wow.
I did. I called every one of them.
Good.
I said, I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm very disappointed with the Republicans who decided to hold these private sessions and that the American people deserve public hearings. I smell a cover-up.
Yes.
And I reminded each of them that they do not work for the Bush administration, that they work for we, the taxpayers, and we want answers. We want public hearings. We want transparency.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well,
and
thank you,
I was
Susan.
Very polite.
Yes.
You know, they all
listen. We have 10 seconds, Susan. I have to say thank you so much. Just why don't you hold on the line, okay? Hold on the line.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please hang up.
Having a hard time connecting with someone who cares? Try the Boys Town National Hotline at 1-800-448-3000. They'll be there to help you when you need it the most, 24 hours a day. They'll even pay for the call. Simply call 1-800-448-3000.
Boys Town National Hotline, how can I help?
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. Union janitors and their supporters rallied outside the headquarters of the Red Cross in downtown Washington, D.C. yesterday, protesting the treatment of janitors who clean the towering office building. Support for Service Employees International Union Local 82 is growing among janitors who clean the Red Cross on behalf of the Continental Building Maintenance Contractor, something that Local 82 organizer Fabricio Herrera said is due to the recent success of the union in winning a new contract for D.C.'s organized janitors.
In this building, where the janitors, they only make $7 an hour. They don't have no benefit. They don't have nothing.
Organizer John Everhart says Continental recently threatened workers wearing buttons and stickers in support of Local 82.
That's not legal. It's legal for everyone to show their support of a union in a public way. And so if we're going to bring charges against them if that's what we need to do.
Yesterday marked International Justice for Janitors Day, called by the Service Employees International Union each June 15th.
Two new health studies provide compelling evidence that working nights is bad for your health. The Canadian government's Department of Statistics released a report this week that analyzed nearly 10 years of data collected on shift workers. It found that those who work second or third shift jobs have higher rates of heart disease, higher blood pressure, and more frequent incidence of digestive problems. Women who work irregular hours also have a higher risk of breast cancer. This corresponds with a study released last week by researchers at Harvard who examined the working habits of nurses. They found that nurses who worked nights at least three times a month for 15 years or longer had a statistically greater chance of colorectal cancer. Both studies suggest that irregular working hours interferes with the body's internal clock, and that may be the primary factor for increased health problems.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Yeah.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Show 1-800-TALK-YES 1-800-825-5937.
I'm Julie Jordan and for Peter. We'll be back together again on Monday. It's all about the price of oil. Billy Bragg. Isn't that a wonderful song? And it is the truth. We'll be getting to that. And an offshoot, another atrocity in the greed and the drive for resources and oil from other countries, and all the time committing these human rights atrocities. But let's finish up with Susan, who is in Huntsville, who has been on the phone all morning calling all kinds of people and saying, hey, listen, we're not going to stand for this. Well, what's going on in Iraq?
Jillian, it's just, you know, I've been guilty of this too. It's so easy to sink into that dark hole of apathy.
It is.
And, you know, you go, Oh, well, the intelligence committee's made this decision. Oh, well, they're all Republicans. Oh, there's nothing we can do. You know what? At the very least, if your listeners are at all inspired, go to the Voice for Change link.
Their website.
This action.
Voice, you know, and the numeral for change.org.
Correct. And, you know, they've got a little email form. They make it real easy for you. But if you're even more inspired.
Yes.
Go to the Senate website. I can give you, if you're okay with it, I can give you the telephone number for Pat Roberts. He is the Republican head of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Sure. Throw it out.
But anyway, if they want to call every member on the committee, go to the Senate website, you know, click on committees, or link on committees, and click on committees.
We knew what you meant.
And you can get all the phone numbers. But Pat Roberts' number is 202-224-4774.
Okay. Wonderful.
And, you know, I found that with every office I called, by being very polite, I think that you have a little bit of an opening.
Yeah. I can do that.
And
I
thanked everyone for their time and thanked them for listening and asked them if they would pass along the comment.
Yeah, that's good. It does the approach. It is in the approach with these people. You're right.
Well, I think so, because I can only imagine the phone calls they get. And, I just don't think that rudeness pays. But
yes. For example, I would never speak the way I do on the show to them. Okay. All right, Susan, thanks for calling, and thank you for doing what you do. And thank you for giving us the phone numbers. And keep it up, okay?
Okay, thanks, Jillian.
All right, absolutely. Okay. We appreciate it. And I love when more women call. Not enough women call this show. But I love you guys, but I always want to encourage more women to call, speak out. let's turn it on over to the price of oil. And this is about the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit going to hear arguments next Tuesday in a landmark human rights case. This is Doe et al. Versus Unocal et al. And this was a suit that was brought up on behalf of Burmese villagers who have had some pretty awful things happen to them in the name of Unocal and this California oil company. We're talking forced labor. We're talking murder. We're talking rape on behalf of the company's gas pipeline project. Doesn't sound very good to me. In fact, it sounds downright criminal. That's why it is going to court. Let's bring in our guest. It is Jenny Green, senior attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights. And Jenny, hey, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what Unocal has done. Explain to our listeners how bad it is over there and what's been done to the people, the Burmese villagers by Unocal and the Burmese military.
There's been, as you mentioned, there's a natural gas pipeline project which Unocal is constructing through the Tenasserim region of Burma. In doing that, They entered into a joint venture with a number of parties, including the Burmese military.
Okay.
And the Burmese military conscripted villagers, going to the village head and saying, you will now produce 100 people or 20 people or any number of people to force them to use their labor for building the infrastructure for this project. They didn't comply, people were beaten. If they resisted while they were working, they were beaten. Some beatings resulted in death. In one case, a member of a village who was resisting being moved, they came to look for her husband, and they wanted him to perform forced labor. They wanted the members of the entire village to move. They beat a woman while she was holding her baby. The baby fell into the fire, and the baby later died. Women were grabbed and raped, and that's the level of violations that the Burmese military were using. Unocal knew about it, continued to supply resources to the project, to accept the military's use of quote-unquote security for the project. And we think those actions mean that they are responsible for aiding and abetting the violations.
Now, can you tell me how long this has been going on?
Since the early 1990s.
Really? So as we drink our lattes and read the New York Times, meanwhile, in the name of oil, once again, human rights atrocities. This is unbelievable. So Center for Constitutional Rights decided to take this on, and where do we stand?
Well, the case was brought in 1996. It is now before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We received a victory from the Ninth Circuit last September on the question of whether we had sufficient facts to go to trial. The Unocal was successful in trying to get a larger number of the members of the Ninth Circuit to review that decision. And that had to do with a difference of opinion on the standard that Unocal should be held accountable under. You know, is it international law or is it what's called federal common law? Is there sufficient law in the United States federal courts on the standard of aiding and abetting which should be applied?
Now, we were talking this morning when we were working on getting this interview together, and you were talking about the Alien Tort Claims Act.
Correct.
And talk about what we talked about this morning and your feelings on that.
Well, in addition to the fact that we're facing Unocal, we're now facing the Department of Justice. They're attempting to intervene and say that the very law that allows the plaintiffs to bring a claim in the United States courts charging human rights violations should be basically overturned. What they're saying is, you know, despite the fact that the law has existed since 1789 and it has been applied to human rights cases since 1980, that was all a mistake And we should go back to an interpretation which Judge Bork issued in a in what was called a concurring decision in a case in a D.C. circuit court in the 1980s.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty crazy.
It is crazy. And it's, but it's not surprising. I mean, big oil is so protected by our government, and this is just another example. I bet Unocal just gives tons of money to the Bush administration and the Republicans.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, they have devoted, I think, a substantial lobby. The business community is very active in trying to overturn this law. Before the Department of Justice came in, members of a number of business organizations tried to come in. The National Foreign Trade Council, the National Association of Manufacturers, the Chamber of Commerce of the United States, the United States Council for International Business, and the Organization for International Investment, among others, tried to get their views heard before the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit said, no, we don't need to hear what your viewpoints on
right.
why this statute is wrong. It's too late, and it's irrelevant to the question that we want to decide.
Oh, okay.
So that's right. the good news.
There is some, yeah. And now, is this still going on? Are these human rights, crimes, I should say, still being committed?
Well, they are. And you know, in the maintenance of the project, the current SLORC, the State Law and Order Restoration Council, the military which UNICAL became involved in, has rearranged itself, changed its name, and it's now the State Peace and Development Council. But all the players have stayed the same. And the patterns of behavior, the military's abuses of human rights, those are still the same. The pipeline itself has been constructed, but in terms of, but there is the same pattern of if you need someone for, infrastructure maintenance, the military still uses forced labor, and if it doesn't get what it wants, so it's, can't violate people. If people resist, then it resorts to other abuses like torture and rape.
How do you feel your case is solid? Do you feel confident about winning this?
We have really important facts. I mean, when at one point someone said, well, why do you think the business community is doing this now? And I realized that part of the response was, well, because they're not going to win it on the facts. The facts against the companies, and not just Unocal, but there are other cases against Royal Dutch Shell for human rights abuses in Nigeria, against Chevron for human rights abuses in Nigeria, Talisman for human rights abuses in the Sudan, and the facts against them are very strong. So they are resorting to, well, I guess we have to overturn the law that this is based on.
Ah, okay. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and we'll be really looking to see how this whole thing turns out. It begins Tuesday, right? It should go on for how long, do you think?
Well, the argument is set for 8:30 in the morning, and people are. It's in San Francisco, the Court of Appeals. People are welcome to attend, the struggle for. To save the statute on which this is based is an ongoing one. If people are interested in how they can be involved, they can contact us through our website, which is www.ccr-ny.org.
Okay.
And we'd be happy to plug them in.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Well, and I believe you can link through peterwerby.com as well. I think we have you linked up there.
Oh, great.
Because we have you on quite often, representatives from your organization. Well, thank you so much, Senior Attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights, Jenny Green. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Have a great day. And I think it's real important. Not only, there's so much about oil that we don't just stop at the Iraq thing. We don't just stop at the Afghanistan situation, which, by the way, I do have some information on that now. Now they're meeting with the Taliban. Oh, my gosh. It's just absurd. Speaking of Iraqi pipelines and oil, an Iraqi oil pipeline was burning after being sabotaged as the country's crude was set to return to the world market. And those Iraqis are not, they're not too happy about the, well, the I guess they've taken their oil hostage. They've stolen their oil. And fires were blazing on the major pipeline from Iraq's northern oil field after apparently were a couple of, well, we'll say alleged twin bomb attacks aimed at sabotaging the exports through Turkey. Of course, those U.S. military helicopters hovered overhead. Those U.S. military helicopters will be there in a second if they're messing with their oil. Those military helicopters won't be anywhere near the archaeological museum where all of those ancient artifacts were just destroyed. Where were they then? But by golly, when they are near those oil wells, call all the officials out. Get the helicopters, get the tanks, get them all, and save that oil. Let's go to number 12. He drives a cab. That's his cab number in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Number 12 who calls in usually doesn't agree with me. So what do you not agree with today?
You know, if I agree with you, it would be boring. And I'll just say I agree with you. It's terrible and it's horrible that the Burmese government committed those atrocities and the Clinton administration knew about it the entire time.
Well, you hey, you know what? I won't excuse anyone.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it's still going on.
Exactly.
So
I'm just saying is, don't forget, there's one thing that's consistent is all politicians have a slime coating. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican.
I totally agree with you. I completely.
Thank you very much. I got to call.
Go get him.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, well, get off the phone. You've got a job to do there, number 12. but, you know, hey, you're right. Listen, I will never say that Bill Clinton was a saint. I mean, he may have been an extremely sexually active dude, and he may have ignored some certain things, and maybe he did even send in some bombs into Iraq, but he doesn't even hold a candle to G.W. Bush. And speaking of which, in SF Gate, if you go to sfgate.com, a very funny article that Clinton Dearborn, Michigan sent me, and the subject is the country better off with a president who actually has an active libido? I couldn't resist, he says. Enjoy. And that's the question. And Mark Morford says, hell yes. Bill Clinton was damn sexy. Oh, yes, he was. This is a given. He had the appeal, magnetic, charming as hell, a man who you knew actually had sex and enjoyed it and possessed a highly active all-American libido. And he knew what all the body parts did and where they went. And yet he was president, and that made it all a little weird and unusual and refreshing. And then, of course, it turned ugly, and he was vilified and attacked and sneered at from all the corners for overusing his libido. But still, there it is. You know, I met Bill Clinton back when I was a news reporter when he was campaigning. What can I say? He is damn sexy. Coming back, 1-800-TALK-YES. More on this.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was a straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risk.
Well,
look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the general. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
This week on E! He may be a one-woman man, but he still spends like a bachelor. It's good to be Ben Affleck. Plus, it's the in-your-face world of the paparazzi. Celebrities Uncensored.
Get the camera out of my face!
And if you thought the show was hot and heavy, wait till you see what went on when the cameras went off. The E! True Hollywood Story of Melrose Place. It's all new, all true, every night this week on E!
Hi, this is Christopher Kent, host of Antique Talk, heard live every Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Saturday, June 14th, I'll be on location from 10 to 5 at Don Scott's Antique Market in Atlanta, Georgia, the best antiques and collectibles show in the South, doing free first-come, first-serve appraisals on my TV show, Flea Market Mania, with Good Life TV Network. I'll be in the North Building at 3650 Jonesboro Road, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, telephone 404-363-0909.
You hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I want to
different...
see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephan's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Chris from New Mexico. Welcome to Animal Talk. What's up?
I have a neighbor decided to release 12 piranha into a river up here in northern New Mexico. But I'm wondering, I think that's a crime, isn't it?
It's not a crime, but it's a dumb idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You don't want the fish cops coming after you. Let me know. Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, could South American piranha survive?
Not in northern New Mexico. And as soon as he dumped the fish in there, they went into shock. They were dead. Now, there are people who have released piranha in Florida, and they are in the canals. They are actually breeding and growing, and Florida is turning into the piranha state.
But would you blame me if I don't go wading for a little while?
Don't worry about it. The only problem is that if you go wading, wear waders, because if not, your lucky charms are not going to be the same size they were when you get out of the water.
Thank you for the visual. And, I'll talk to you later.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Thank you very much. And oil seems to be the theme of the day and the theme of the government as it is. A lot of wonderful emails coming in. And let's get Joe in from Brookings. We always like to get him on for whatever kind of, I don't know, mania he's going to spread today. Joe, hey, thanks for calling. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. You doing okay?
You know, I am. I'm indignant and I like it.
Okay, good. Well, I decided it's time to bring my alter ego, Mean Joe Green, out of the closet. Bring
mean
him out. Because of what I heard some woman saying 30 minutes ago about the Democratic Party.
Okay, I figured. You're talking about, is it Carol?
Some woman from California.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Democratic Party needs to remain on the right.
Linda.
Because what a great job Bill Clinton did. Well, I mean, let's not forget the fact that the Democrats lost Congress for the first time in 40 years. They lost 54 seats back in 1994. Yeah. That was because of Bill and Hillary. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. Oh, it had a lot to do with Al Gore, too. And the fact is, you know, the Democratic Party, you know, they want to go ahead and nominate some putts like Joe Lieberman, maybe put Hillary Artillery on the ticket with him. They're more than welcome to do that. You want to know why?
Artillery, go ahead.
That's right. They're more than welcome to go ahead and do that and go ahead and lose. Because I figure they're going to lose anyway because the Democrats don't have a clue. After all, they have a jackass for their mascot. They're welcome to just lose the next election and just go away like a fart in the wind. But then again, if they did go away like a fart in the wind, who would notice the difference anyway?
All right, Joe. Thanks for calling, and I'll follow that up with an email from Nell in San Diego. Jolene, one of the reasons American Democrats are so right, to the right, we mean right-leaning, is because the party is right-leaning. Democratic leaders have given them no alternatives. A few copy points here, bullet points we call them. There has never been any major criticism of Bush from the Democratic Party. This is from Nell. The party praised him after his dereliction of duty on 9/11. They backed his war on Iraq, which I knew was bogus, so the Dems must have as well. Also, in 2002, the Democrats that were Republican lights all lost. The liberals, Kucinich for one, won their seats. Daschle and Nancy Pelosi both praised the Iraqi war. Oh, come on. And I'm going to finish Nell's email because you hear the music. That means this hour is about to end. A whole nother hour to come. We're going to talk more. I have a bunch of emails. I'm going to take all of your phone calls at 1-800-TALK-YES. If you have anything on your mind, it doesn't have to be about oil. It doesn't have to be about the Democrats, okay? Whatever you want to bring up is completely cool with me. We'll talk to the Sierra Club about U.S. coastal waters, too, because guess what? They want to drill for more oil. 1-800-TALK-YES. I'm Jolene Jordan. Please come on back.
You've been listening to The Peter Wuerbee Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. Israeli helicopters have launched a third strike in Gaza City since this week's Hamas suicide bombing in Jerusalem. Witnesses say at least two missiles were fired at a car. One Palestinian is reported dead, 22 others injured. U.S. troops in Iraq are engaged in heavy fighting, killing about 100 Iraqis in two separate attacks in as many days. More than two dozen Iraqis were killed today after they launched an ambush on coalition tanks. Where in the world is Saddam Hussein? The Iraqi dictator hasn't been seen since U.S. forces started throwing bombs at Baghdad in March. Some think Saddam is dead, but others suspect he is alive and causing trouble from somewhere. A letter that Saddam purportedly faxed to an Arab newspaper calls on foreigners to leave Iraq. The letter also threatens nations with troops occupying the country. One of Serbia's most wanted war crime suspects has been arrested after a 10-hour standoff in Belgrade. Suzanne Chislett reports from London.
The former Yugoslav colonel is now in custody after a 10-hour standoff between his hardline supporters and police. There were violent clashes outside the home of Veselin Slivančanin. Vehicles were smashed and fires lit. Police used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse the crowds. Slivančanin has been on the run since the fall from power of former Yugoslav leader Slobodan Milosevic 3 years ago. He'd reportedly threatened to blow himself up rather than hand himself over, but his wife says in the end, he surrendered voluntarily. Suzanne Chislett, London.
The manhunt for a suspected serial rapist in Miami is being described by police as one of the most intense and passionate searches ever seen. More than 100 officers, both active and retired, are trying to find the man who has targeted female victims between the ages of 11 and 79. More news in a moment.
You mean I could have diabetes and not even know it?
Then why would I want to know?
Heart disease, amputations, stroke, blindness, kidney disease. They all can be caused by diabetes. So it's critical that you know if you have it. But what makes diabetes so scary? Many people don't know when they have it, because there are often no symptoms. Meanwhile, diabetes can be causing damage that will lead to serious problems later on. If you're over 45, you don't exercise, and you're overweight, you're at risk for diabetes. What should you do? See your doctor, because a simple blood test can detect the problem. And with early treatment, you can prevent the devastating effects of diabetes. For more information, call the American Diabetes Association at 1-800-DIABETES. That's 1-800-DIABETES. Don't be blind to diabetes.
A drop in May's producer price index is sparking hopes that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates once again. The Labor Department reports last month the index fell 0.3%. The alliance between Northwest Airlines, Continental, and Delta will begin to take form next week. Starting Wednesday, you'll be able to build frequent flyer miles and use lounge privileges while flying any of the partner airlines. The benefits are the first phase of the alliance. More news after this.
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
Make the doctor's choice your choice. For better relief, advance to Advil.
A new report says 300,000 whales, dolphins, and porpoises die annually because of fishing nets. The World Wildlife Fund says the animals get tangled in them. The organization cited numbers from the International Whaling Commission. Wisconsin health authorities are looking into what may be the first case of human-to-human transmission of monkeypox. Officials say a Milwaukee nurse and medical assistant at a clinic have developed symptoms of the disease after treating patients diagnosed with the illness. New theories are emerging regarding how AIDS originated. A team of international researchers claim to have tracked the origins of HIV to infected monkeys in Africa that were later eaten by chimps that were then consumed by humans. Their report appears in Science magazine. 20 to 25 million people have died of AIDS worldwide. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The key to success can be hard to find, just like the key to your heart. But I know a car key whose loss can leave you flat out of luck. When I come back, I'll tell you why. Ah, spring, birds, flowers, and that blanket of pollen fuzz on your car. There's got to be a way to protect that shiny paint of your ride. And there is. A car cover made from the standard in car cover fabric, Block It by Kimberly-Clark. Research shows that car cover owners are so happy with their car covers, they buy them all over again. So make sure you get the best Block It car cover fabric from Kimberly-Clark. Why have you waited so long? Block It by Kimberly-Clark. Black cats and Friday the 13th aside, not having this key when you have a flat tire is truly bad luck. It's called a lug nut key, and its purpose is to prevent thieves from stealing custom wheels or expensive wheel covers. But unfortunately, if you misplace it, it also prevents you from changing a flat tire. Consult owner's manual to see if your wheels require a lug nut key, and if so, keep it handy. Otherwise, at flat tire time, you'll be flat out of luck. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Why, thank you and welcome, everyone. And yes, oh, I sound so bright and cheery, but really, I really just am so nauseated. I just read an article about Bush, and he's opened up his long weekend of golf and fishing by hooking his first drive into the riverbank. He found his stroke on his second try, cheered by his father, who proclaimed it a good ball. Father and son left their family's coastal compound just after dawn, taking a mini motorcade to the nearby country club where they've been golfing for years. The first President Bush drove their golf cart up to the first tee. The current president riding shotgun with his feet up on the dash. Good morning, everybody. Well, what a happy world it is for them. Meanwhile, in the last 4 days, 100 Iraqis have been slaughtered by the U.S. military in the name of a big lie, in the name of forged documents, in the name of oil and greed. We've got a bunch of emails that have come in. We'll take your phone calls at 1-800-TALK-YES. It's 1-800-825-5937. And by the way, because a lot of people generally don't like to call, it's a small percentage. If you don't want to call, you can always email calltalkyes@yahoo.com. It's calltalkyes@yahoo.com. We were talking to Linda in California. She called in last hour, and she was saying that she thinks the Democrats shouldn't go too far to the left. They need to be centrist because that's the only way that we can get one elected. Well, I said, I don't think they're far left enough at all. And Nell wrote in and said, was talking about one of the reasons that Democrats are so right wing, that is, because the party is more to the right. Democratic leaders have given them no alternatives. And she gave me about 4 points. There's never been any major criticism of Bush from the Democratic Party. That's true, except for a few brave ones. The party praised him after his dereliction of duty on 9/11. They backed his war in Iraq, which I knew was bogus, so the Democrats must have as well. And then also in 2002, the Democrats that were Republican lights all lost, and that the liberals, Dennis Kucinich, won their seats. And Tom Daschle and Nancy Pelosi both praised the Iraqi war, and Nell says, oh, come on. The Democrats in Washington are so afraid of losing, they've abandoned their values, and Americans sense it. And I think that's why Gore didn't get any overwhelming win in 2000. Well, maybe that's part of it. You know that whole story. Because he was not true to his belief system, and Americans watching him, this is what Nell says, were experiencing cognitive dissonance. What they were seeing did not connect with what they heard. Bush got away with it because I don't think he has the conscience necessary for lying to affect him. That's true. I'll go with you on that one now. If we give them a leader, they will follow. And not only that, if Dems can show they are truly different from the right-wingers, we'll pick up those who have dropped out. Clinton won because he's so darn charming and good-looking. You heard me talking about Clinton and his sexuality earlier. And I was having a little fun. What can I say? I can't scream and yell all the time. And then this is from John, who writes in to calltalkyes@yahoo.com about Nancy Pelosi, our leading Democrat, one of our leading Democrats. And Nancy, he says, Nancy Pelosi represents everything that is deplorable about the current captive status of the Democratic Party. No movement until they scope out the scene and make sure dumbass W isn't looking. Okay, thanks for writing in to John. Now, I liked this one. Gary wrote in. Gary's in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And he said, because we're talking about Westar, the big company that had another corporate CEO and who Tom DeLay was connected with, okay? And it says here, if I remember correctly, Westar was the name of Cliff Barnes' energy company in the TV series Dallas. I used to watch that, but I was pretty young. I didn't pay attention to that. Actually, the whole Bush administration looks a lot to me like a bad episode. If you remember, J.R. Ewing was the conniving, spoiled Elvis son in the family. Everyone who didn't know him very well found him charming until they actually had to do business with him. Sound familiar? That was very creative, Gary. I like that one. And then more email from Rob in Long Beach. I got an email the other day from a man named Peter, not our own beloved Peter Werby. He would never say anything like this. And it was Wednesday, and said that our show is full of left-wing hate and that we're bitter and angry. And Rob says, I think what Peter fails to understand is that there is a distinction between hate and anger. That is such a good point. We hate the actions of the administration, sure, yeah, such as the unjustified assault on Iraq, the curtailing of civil liberties, the perpetual climate of fear, and the immoral tactics they use in their reelection bid. As a result of hating their actions, we are angry with the perpetrators themselves. We're angry with Bush. We're angry with Rumsfeld, Cheney, Ashcroft, etc. Yes, we are. This is distinct from the right-wing hate, Rob says, that has nothing to do with anybody's actions and everything to do with hate of people just by virtue of their being somehow different from a mythical norm, or hatred of people who challenge their subjugated status, hate of minorities, hate of women, hate of gays and lesbians, for example. What the right wing seems to hate above all is anybody who interferes with their own sense of God-given right to go blithely through their lives without ever being confronted by an opposing view. This is the hate engendered in this gentleman's, I'm going to be nice, letter to the show. And thank you. That's excellent, Rob, because, you know, I went to, hey, listen, I know you can't handle the strong woman who has opinions, which it could be some. I think you'll probably give me that, Rob. You seem like a good feminist to me. But it's true. There is a distinction between hate and anger. And yes, I will say I am angry. I have every right to be angry, and so do you. And if you aren't angry, well, then you just aren't paying enough attention. Doug writes in from behind the orange curtain, he says. 12 years ago, Saddam was smacking down opposition ruthlessly with gunships. Flash forward to today. The United States is smacking down opposition ruthlessly with gunships. Tell me how we are any different than Saddam. And excellent point, Doug. Thanks for writing in to calltalkyes@yahoo.com. We'll take your emails throughout the rest of the show. As I said, a little later in the hour, we will be talking with Mark Mazura. He is director of Sierra Club's Coastal Program. We like to focus on environmental issues here on the show, at least for a few minutes, try to, you know, a few times during the week, because this is something where it's more of a desire for oil. And here's something I'll throw out to you. This is where they're trying, the Senate would like to, or the Congress would like to, the Republicans would like to, drill along United States coastlines. And so I say, you know, should we be drilling on the United States coastlines instead of relying on all these other countries for oil? Well, because I'm expecting that response from someone. It's kind of a regular response when we talk about Alaska and the drilling that they would like to do up there. First of all, any oil that is drilled in Alaska is exported to other countries like Japan. I don't know if you knew that. They're not even keeping the damn oil in our own country. So what makes us think that if they're going to drill on the coastlines and completely demolish the environment and the marine life and the waters around the United States, what makes us think they're not going to export that as well? The real bottom line is decreasing our own dependence on oil here in this country. What is wrong with people that can't see that wind power and solar power and all of these things should be the wave of the future here? Other countries get it, and you don't see them going in and demolishing civilian life in other countries and taking over and liberating those countries. What a bunch of hooey. Okay. Boy, the email's really flying in today. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It means you care and you're listening. This is from Jason. Jason says, I think the Iraqis know more about being an American and what freedom is more than we do. Freedom cannot be given. What is given to you can be taken back. What you earn can never be taken away from you. And these are Jason's words. Hearing the stories about how today or yesterday they organized and attacked a tank and all the resistance that's going on makes me admire and respect the Iraqis. An Abrams tank weighs 60 tons. Don't get me wrong, though. The killing of American soldiers hurts my heart and saddens my soul. Of course it does. All of us feel that way. Support the troops. Get their butts home now. These are mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, people, my countrymen. There are hundreds of grieving and suffering American and Iraqi families today. Their lives are in a dark hour. And it's so true. Those people are just like you and me. They just happen to be born in a country where we, the United States, basically put Saddam Hussein into office way back when. The Ba'ath Party used to be our friends. We gave them chemical weapons. For years, the Reagan administration, with Bush 1, said, here, take these. We love you. Take these and go and demolish Iran because they are evil. And then what do? Then we turn it all around, as we always do. U.S. foreign policy is just so sweet and neat and pretty. We say, now we hate you. So now we kill your people. And 100 more people in the last 4 days since I began this show at the beginning of the week have died. Fathers, brothers, mothers, sisters, grandmothers, grandfathers, dead. We kill them and then we take their bodies. We don't even leave them for a proper burial by their families. G.W. Bush and that administration should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. Let's go to Chris, who is in Abiquiu, New Mexico. And Chris, welcome. By the way, you need to hang on the line after we talk and leave your phone number. We have some talk show business to do. Go ahead. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Julie. You're so cool. I love it when you're running Peter's show. It's great.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to speak to the newest big lie that's being perpetrated by the Bush administration and the Pentagon.
Okay, which one?
And it's one that's not even being challenged, as far as I can tell, by the progressives.
Okay.
At all. The big lie, we're losing, on average, about one young American soldier every day in Iraq.
You
know, they shot down a helicopter yesterday. Thank God.
No one was injured.
The pilots got out.
Right.
The big lie coming out of the Pentagon and the White House is this is somehow organized resistance by Saddam Hussein. That somehow what is happening with...
He's paying them off.
Yeah, with this guerrilla warfare that's going on. I mean, it nicely parallels what happened during the Vietnam War.
I was thinking that same thing.
We got the same lie, actually, in the Vietnam War. Yes, we did face organized resistance in the North Vietnamese Army, but the sabotage, the random bombings, the random shootings that was perpetrated against American soldiers in that war were a result of a people being occupied who simply did not want to be occupied.
Right.
The way the Pentagon wants to foist it on us is that it's George Bush against Saddam Hussein, still.
Yeah.
Instead of George Bush against the Iraqi people who are occupied and don't want us there.
That's right. Don't buy it, people. Chris, make sure you hang on the line and give Shar your phone number. And
sure will.
Expect a call from me. Don't be afraid. Come on back. Hey, we'll take more phone calls. We have a segment. We'll get you in. 1-800-TALK-YES.
James Carver here to talk to you about something that's finer than frog hair, something that really puts the pepper in the gumbo. I'm talking about InPhone, people, a new telephone service that takes 411 and adds a whole lot of giddy-up. Just call 888-411-1111 and you get an operator who will fetch your phone numbers, movie times, driving directions, restaurant reservations. How does that grab you, fella? Let me say that number once more, 888-411-1111. InPhone, how can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
My cat Boots got stuck way up in a tree. My dad saw how scared I was. He climbed up there and got it down. I feel bad. I know he hurt his back. I saw him call the doctor.
The moment of choice. What will the doctor give you, Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for muscle aches, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Boots is okay. Dad's feeling better. How great is that?
For better relief, advance to Advil.
This week on E! He may be a one-woman man, but he still spends like a bachelor. It's good to be Ben Affleck. Plus, it's the in-your-face world of the paparazzi. Celebrities Uncensored.
Get the camera out of my face!
And if you thought the show was hot and heavy, wait till you see what went on when the cameras went off. The E! True Hollywood Story of Melrose Place. It's all new, all true, every night this week on E!
Hi, this is Peter Werby from the IE America Radio Network, wondering whether you've heard about In These Times magazine, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture, has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. Find out what you're missing. Visit them online at www.inthesetimes.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-827-0270.
When you go into America's national parks, your eyes and soul soak up the experience. Majestic mountains, timeless forests, breathtaking canyons, expansive seashores. But if you look around, you'll also notice something not so spectacular. Rotting facilities, fewer visitor hours, closed-off areas, fewer rangers. All signs of a phenomenal national asset being allowed to deteriorate. Why is this happening? Where's our national leadership? As a presidential candidate, George W. expressed indignity at the failure to maintain such a priceless system. In 2000, he staged a campaign media event with the soaring Cascade Mountains as his backdrop, warning in outrage that our national parks are, quote, at the breaking point, and he vowed to voters that he'd eliminate the $5 billion backlog in needed maintenance to restore the system. 3 years later, Ranger George is nowhere to be seen. The national maintenance backlog is now $6 billion, and Bush even slashed 40% of the repair budget for the very same mountain park that he had used as a political backdrop. And instead of expanding our public parks, as every president for the last century has done, George allowed national park space to shrink by 187,000 acres last year alone. He also cut the overall repair budget for Western parks by 28%, diverting much of this money to his right-wing ideological goal of privatizing our public system, allowing corporate profiteers to replace some 1,700 experienced workers with poorly trained, low-wage workers. This is Jim Hightower saying, fixing and expanding our wondrous national parks is but one of the crying national needs that could have been met with a fraction of that $325 billion that Bush and Congress just took from our national treasury and so frivolously gave away to the richest people in America. Teddy Roosevelt would be ashamed. But then, George is no Teddy.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show with Gene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julian Jordan.
Thank you very much. Got an email from Tom who thought I was Nancy Skinner, I think. It's okay. Hey, I'm telling you, bright, bright, strong, progressive woman. And if I get mistaken for her anytime, hey, that's great. He says, hey, I'll say Julian. In the house, Jim McDermott has a novel Screw You approach. He has a stamp that says, I agree with everything George Bush does. He even has a large poster that he sets up when he is talking about the House. He states that if the Democrats continue to vote for all of these crazy conservative bills, then everyone in Congress should just get one of these stamps and put a little stamp where their signatures, votes, etc. should be. Hey, that's good. Let's go back to Santa Fe. We have Mark calling in. He called 1-800-TALK-YES, and you can too. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling. Hello, Mark. What happened to Mark? Char? He's there. Hi, Mark.
Oh, here I am.
Okay. You were in that black hole.
Hi, Jolene.
Hi.
I want to dovetail off what Chris from Abiquiú was saying, sure. and also kind of add to it about the correlation that is now becoming very apparent about the quagmire that we got in Vietnam. We began by winning and declaring victory, and they were just such a poor little army, and it was all just our victory, and yeah. Then our agenda was going to be furthered. They also had a hero. They had the Ho Chi Minh hero. And whether or not they ever saw Ho Chi Minh or not, it helped them. And right now, the Iraqis right now have a hero, whether he's dead or not, whether he's a good guy or not. They are either they're using either Saddam as their lead of their agenda, or they're just using what someone mentioned earlier, freedom. They are, and if they have the freedom to elect Taliban, that's their kind of freedom. I think that a lot of people that call up and side with George Bush simply because they have been so wrong for all of these months, and now they either have to do one or the other. They have to switch and say, you know what, I was wrong. The guy's a moron, and he's a murderer, and he's leading us into murder by association.
Right.
Or they have to say, oh, no, you guys, and just crossing their fingers and hoping that there's going to be just another whitewash victory, and then they can, you know, kind of fade away well, see, I was right. I said a long time ago after his State of the Union that he was toast because of the way the man's personality disorder comes out so clearly that eventually people on the right are going to say, wait a minute, we have elected a babbling moron who has a big problem, who doesn't have a high IQ, and we're following him right down the quagmire. And it is inevitable that it's now becoming obvious that he is leading them. And you don't have to be dumb to be a cab driver, but you have to be dumb to follow George Bush by association by saying, well, Clinton did it. Clinton did it.
I know. Everyone always has to bring up Clinton. I mean, hey, we all know he did some
pretty bad
stuff.
This doesn't have anything to do with Clinton anymore. Clinton's gone. This is about us murdering people for another country in the memory of all of us. We remember Vietnam. We remember how this was happening, too, that murder.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Repeating itself. And those people who don't remember that better start reading books like Neil Sheehan's book, or they better, if they do remember it, they better start becoming very aware of what we as a people are doing.
I think that's great advice.
Sorry to get preachy, but I'm a little miffed at some of the people that call up, and I like the way you handle them. You just laugh at them. I just sit here and steam.
Well, don't think I'm not steaming. But,
yeah.
You know, sometimes
steaming.
It's just
okay.
So laughable. And thank you, Mark, because I a good follow-up is always helpful, and you can call anytime. Okay. 1-800-TALK-YES. Have a great day.
Bye.
Anyone else who wants to do so, you can do that. In just a few minutes, we'll have our guest, Mark Mazur, director of the Sierra Club Coastal Program. And this is in response to the Sierra Club. They're pretty angry with the Senate for opening the door to offshore drilling. This is something that has been under a moratorium for quite a while. And this is something that would do nothing to decrease America's dependence on oil. Not only will it do nothing to decrease America's dependence on oil, it's going to place coastal communities and marine life in harm's way. It's not a good idea. And damn it, why do we have to be so reliant on oil? Ugh. Well, we'll get with our guests coming up next and your phone calls in the last half hour of the program. I'm Jolene Jordan. Please stay with us.
Every morning you send your kids out into a world filled with drugs, peer pressure, alcohol, even violence. How can you be sure they have the skills to find their way home safely? That they can make good decisions when you're not watching over them? This is Barry Williams, urging you to call the Girls and Boys Town National Hotline for help and advice at 1-800-448-3000. The call is free anytime, day or night. 1-800-448-3000. Just call. Your kids will be glad you did. Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Ecology books tell a famous tale about deer and mountain lions in northern Arizona, but a historian says they don't tell the whole story. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Students of ecology often learn about a deer herd that grew to enormous numbers, then crashed. It happened on the Kaibab Plateau in Arizona, along the northern edge of the Grand Canyon. Chris Young has written a new book about the Kaibab deer called In the Absence of Predators. Young says textbooks use this parable to show how killing off cougars led to an ecological catastrophe. The story begins in 1906, when President Theodore Roosevelt created a game preserve on the Kaibab Plateau.
So by trying to protect the deer, according to the textbook story, predators were removed. Mountain lions in particular were killed off, And when those predators were removed, the deer were able to reproduce and populate the plateau very quickly and eventually ate off most of the browse, most of the vegetation, and began to starve by the mid-1920s.
The story depicts cascading effects from mountain lions to deer to vegetation, but Young says the real story is more complicated. The range had already been damaged by livestock grazing before Roosevelt created the preserve, and the area was hit by drought as deer numbers began to plummet. Young says those pieces were trimmed off so the story would fit neatly into a simple object lesson.
Yeah, it's easy to have a very simple, common sense approach to the balance of nature, the idea that one species relies on another species, one species relies on a particular habitat or kind of vegetation, and if you change the population of one species, that it'll in turn directly affect the population of another species.
Young says the real lesson of the kaibab is that nature, like everything else, is more complicated than it might seem. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Hey,
and
here's Nancy in the background.
Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy. On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Christopher Kent, host of Antique Talk, heard live every Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Saturday, June 14th, I'll be on location from 10 to 5 at Don Scott's Antique Market in Atlanta, Georgia, the best antiques and collectibles show in the South, doing free first-come, first-serve appraisals on my TV show, Flea Market Mania, with Good Life TV Network. I'll be in the North Building at 3650 Jonesboro Road, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, telephone 404-363-0909.
Voices on the radio tell us that we're going to war. Those brave men and women in uniform, they want to know what they're fighting for. The generals want to hear the end game. The allies want to prove the plan. Just don't give a damn, 'cause it's all about the price of oil. It's all about the price of oil. Don't give me no dish about blood, sweat, tears, and toil. It's all about the price of oil.
The Peter Werby Show. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937.
I thought that was good enough. We should play it twice in a show because that's kind of what our show is about today. Oil, the price of oil, the desire for oil, for greedy purposes, for world domination. And also, at the same time, now we have the Senate trying to, or threatening to, open the door to offshore drilling right here in the United States. It has been under a moratorium. We'll find out for how long. Our guest right now, Mark Mazra, director of the Sierra Club Coastal Program. Mark, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. And that was Billy Bragg. Have you ever heard that song?
Oh, sure.
Isn't it wonderful? Of course you do.
It's
you
one of
are...
our California favorites.
Yes, of course, because also you're director of the Coastal Program. Hello.
That's right.
Let's talk about what the Senate is doing. As of yesterday, the press release came out and said the Sierra Club today sharply criticizing the Senate for opening the door. What have they done?
Well, the Senate has passed a resolution, defeated a resolution aimed at curtailing new offshore oil leases throughout the coastal states, across the United States, and it represents a giant step backwards for protection of coastal resources and our coastal economies.
Okay, so they defeated this, and so what happens next?
Well, it's expected that the Minerals Management Service, an odd federal agency that is dedicated to assisting industrial oil companies with offshore oil drilling throughout the United States, will... now initiate and undertake new surveys and analysis designed to boost the offshore oil industry.
So oil exploration is what, in a sense, is that what
this
that is?
This is the first step towards new lease sales in California, which for decades have been prohibited by annual moratoriums. And the timing is very interesting in as much as the Bush administration has just lost a federal court case initiated by the state of California to prevent them from pursuing offshore oil drilling on 36 existing leases. So with the loss of the ability to do new drilling on these 36 existing leases, the Senate now opens the door for new lease sales and new rounds of efforts to drill offshore of California.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's shocking. It's a shocking trampling of states' rights and the need to protect the California economy, because the coast, which represents over $50 billion in annual revenues and supplies jobs to millions of people and beach access to nearly $200 million annually, is at extreme risk from any offshore oil drilling activities and or the inevitable spills that would result.
So is this a done deal? Is there any chance of this being, you know, turned around?
We're confident that we'll be able to defeat Republican leaders and the Bush administration with this new offshore oil initiative, simply because the California coastline is, in essence, the goose that lays the golden eggs. Mm-hmm. And the people of California are so aggressively opposed to any new offshore oil drilling that it would be very unlikely that from 3,000 miles away, President Bush and Republican leaders could somehow pull a coup here.
Yeah. Now, they've been threatening Alaska for so many years. Is this new, or have they been threatening this for maybe since Bush came in?
Well, I think there's a real desire to continue to pursue these archaic forms of energy exploration, even in spite of the overwhelming risks and lack of economic viability of such activities.
Mm-hmm.
And just a steadfast refusal to pursue much better alternatives, such as solar.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's 75 degrees here today. I don't know why they don't have solar on every home.
Yeah, they could be. They could just be creating energy boundlessly. Now, what about this argument that I know we'll hear from someone? And what about the argument that, well, listen, by going into our own coastal lines, or what you call the outer continental shelf, then we can create our own oil supply. Then we can lessen our need for oil from around the world, which we both know that's a bunch of you-know-what.
Well, that position deserves more scrutiny, because the oil reserves that remain offshore of California are extremely poor quality. In fact, the location where most of the lease sales and activities have occurred here in California, that being off of the coast of Santa Barbara, have been essentially an economic graveyard for a century for every company that's tried to exploit those resources. Most recently, Chevron lost billions in efforts to try to develop the additional offshore oil reserves in Santa Barbara County. And the reason is that the oil is of extremely poor quality. You cannot run military equipment or cars with this stuff. It has no higher purpose than for pavement for roads. And, you know, we already have millions of miles of roads in this country and don't need any more.
Yeah. So it's not crude oil. It's cruddy oil.
Exactly.
Well, this is just, don't you feel, I mean, working for the Sierra Club, I just can only imagine how stressed you are. I'm angry and stressed and indignant on a daily basis. But bam, 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 the Republicans are just knocking away at the environment.
Well, they continue to try. I can't help but think that there's dramatic upside to this vote in the Senate and this effort and initiative by Republican leaders and the Bush administration,
mm-hmm.
because it merely assures that they will continue to have no success in the state of California.
Right. Even though this latest one, they seem to have had success. Is that right?
You mean this
with the
vote
opening.
Yesterday?
Yes, yesterday.
Well, it has a temporary success, but I would say that it places Republican leaders in coastal states in grave jeopardy.
Oh, yeah, being reelected. The ever
well,
important.
Even if the Republican in your district is moderate, they obviously can't get through to their own contemporaries and colleagues.
Right, right, absolutely.
The entire party seems to be captured by the extreme right wing.
Well, very interesting. We always like to hit those environmental issues, and I appreciate you taking the time. Direct our listeners to where they can find more about this.
Well, you can always go to the Sierra Club website at www.sierraclub.org.
And you can sign up while you're there. You can get your own membership, right?
Absolutely. And we have all kinds of information on coastal programs, not only in California, but across the country.
And from what I understand, the Sierra Club membership is 700,000 plus strong.
At least, very active.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, glad to hear it. And it was great having you here, Mark Mazra, director of Sierra Club's coastal program. And keep up the good fight.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Have a great day. And just to let you know what's going on, kind of behind closed doors. I mean, really, it's kind of just out there. But, yeah, you know, we say a lot of you have lives. You have families. You have jobs. You have activities that you do outside of all of that. And it's understandable. There's no way. I mean, sometimes it's impossible for us to know everything that's going on because there is just so much coming at us on a daily basis. 1-800-TALK-YES is the number here, 1-800-825-5937. You can also get your email in before the end of the show at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. A lot of people complaining about Nancy Pelosi. This morning, I read that the top congressional Democrat slammed as totally inadequate a decision by Republican lawmakers to hold closed-door hearings on the quality and accuracy of intelligence reports. Now, this is where the Republicans are not only limiting the probe of Iraq intelligence that we know was somewhat, some was forged, some was just a big lie and manufactured for a reason to make it valid to go into that country and liberate those Iraqi people. Gosh, aren't they liberated? I mean, things are just so great for those Iraqi people. They have a dirty water supply. Their homes have been destroyed. Their families have been destroyed. The buildings in which they work were destroyed. They have no jobs. They have no resources. There is a little food getting into them. And that's only because of the amazing organizations, humanitarian organizations, who are getting over there and trying to get this food to them. Remember Afghanistan? Remember Afghanistan when there wasn't even enough food to go in and feed those people. Same thing. And you know what? Now the U.S. is turning back to the Taliban. The United States and Pakistani intelligence officials have met with Taliban leaders in an effort to come to a political solution to prevent that country from being further ripped apart. Ever since G.W. Bush came into office, he has ruined everything. Hey, listen, I didn't like the Taliban, but could there have been another way? I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I'm a talk show host. But now, those people that we went in and murdered and then put in Guantanamo, those men who just still sit in Guantanamo, even if they didn't do anything, they were just there. They were part of their country's army. Now we're going back to them. So it's first we love you, then we hate you, then we'll get you. But, you know, maybe eventually we'll love you again because, hey, you still have the oil, right? Isn't it true? Isn't it true that pipeline is being built as we speak in Afghanistan? It is all about oil and the price of oil. And now the Republicans wanting to limit the probe of Iraq intelligence. Nancy Pelosi, even though, yeah, okay, you know, you can say what you want about Nancy Pelosi, a wishy-washy Democrat. We know. But she said that the closed-door hearings would be a disservice to the American people and their security. Well, yeah. Closed-door hearings means we'll never know. And once again, they'll attempt, the Bush administration especially, to sweep all of their lies and their forged BS documents under the rug. Once again, insulting the intelligence of the American people. and the intelligence of the Iraqi people and the poor service people who are over there getting killed in the name of the evil. Nancy Pelosi says, I believe that what the Republicans announced yesterday is totally inadequate. I'm glad someone's saying something about it, because I'm just, yeah, I'm pretty sick of those wishy-washy Democrats. Sick of having to be the one who actually says what they should be saying. Absolutely. Former Saddam aide says there are no banned arms. Reuters account from yesterday. Dateline Baghdad. Iraq's weapons of mass destruction were all destroyed years ago. A former senior official at the Iraqi Information Ministry said that during Saddam's rule that, yes, they were all destroyed. And yet, the administration capitalized on the fear of the American people. And G.W. Bush sat there in his State of the Union address and said, well, you know what? Saddam Hussein was attempting to get uranium from Africa. We know this for a fact, and it was a forged document. They knew it in 2001 that this was a forged document. Yet he can sit there in official United States business and say to the American people in the state, I call it the sorry State of the Union address, he can sit there and say, well, Saddam tried to get that uranium from Africa, and now we find out that this document was forged. The signature that was on this document was actually someone who hadn't even held that office for many years. So when they said this document was signed, dude wasn't even there. Do you see what I'm saying? Yet Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who is the leader of this opposition, he's the only one who's really speaking out, and he's saying what we say. The administration is capitalizing and has capitalized on the fear of Americans. People who watch TV and are in fear because of what they saw on 9/11. And they believe the Bush administration that Saddam Hussein, still, they believe it to this day. I talked to him. That Saddam Hussein was, you know, in cahoots with Al-Qaeda and with Osama bin Laden. So the lies continue. And they will continue. I mean, there's not going to be this big honking turnaround. There is no way. Because, as one listener wrote in earlier, G.W. Bush is amoral. Completely. And you know, hey, so what? So what if Bill Clinton had sex in the White House? Psh, so what? He's not killing people. So he got a little satisfaction. Psh, big deal at this point. And back then, I was PO'd. I was so mad at him for doing that. But now, this is nothing. This is nothing compared to the sinister one, which I usually call Donald Rumsfeld that. We can just put them all in that. You know, under Clinton, what happened? The nation was largely at peace. How about record budget surpluses? How about record low unemployment? How about international respect and admiration? How about women's rights were assured? Go to sfgate.com and this article by Mark Morford that was sent to me by Clinton Dearborn, Michigan. How about the fact that gay rights were protected? How about a woman's right to choose? There was no threat from Clinton. And now, as Mark Morford says it, we have the shrub. It's all reversed, inverted, painfully ingrown, like a bad karmic toenail. He spells it out real well about the Bush Co., the frigid Bush Co. nation, in a state of perpetual war, saddled in a gutted budget, an economic tailspin. National morale is in the, you know, gutter, we'll say. International respect for the U.S. is almost non-existent. No one respects the U.S. anymore. Well, Tony Blair, Israel likes us. That's about it. That is about it. One final segment, 1-800-TALK-YES. Give us...
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was as straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risks.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The General helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the General, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll-free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Philip.
Constance.
Oh, Philip, I can't take this anymore. I want to be free.
You mean you want to be free of me, the kids, and the dirty laundry?
No.
Oh.
I want to be free of overnight laxatives that give me cramps.
Darling, that means Freelax.
What's so different about Freelax?
It's the only overnight laxative that gives you stimulant-free, cramp-free relief in just two caplets.
If I take Freelax tonight, I'll get relief before the kids start fighting over breakfast?
Depend on it. Freelax is the free of everything you hate about laxatives, laxative. Use only as directed.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by with good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
The Peter Werby Show.
My website, peterwerby.com. Somebody wrote in, and in fact, they called in to that 800 number, some right-wing nutball, and he's going, between every sentence, he says, anywho, you really suck, and anywho, your website looks like it was put together by a teenager.
Perhaps he's homophobic.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, he did say something about, he says, anywho, your photograph of you smiling, maybe one of your friends is tickling you, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my.
I didn't know what he meant. But, you know, and I thought I ought to try to make it a little more professional, right? But you know how ornery I actually am, right? And so I'm going to keep it like that. I'm going to have it this mess because what you're supposed to have is buttons.
Texture
screw
or something like
screw
that.
Screw them. That's what I say. I'm keeping it messy.
The Peter Werby Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots,
It's the Peter Werby Show with Julene Jordan. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Julene Jordan.
Well, Bob Marley would be really sad today because everything, I don't think, is going to be all right. I hate to be a negative Nelly, but hey, note to, let's see, an alert, I should say, to Syria. Hey, Syria. Hey, Foreign Minister Farouk al-Sharaa, look out, because you could be next. Colin Powell is breathing down his neck, asking Syria today to help stem terrorism in the Middle East. Now, Syria is listed by the State Department as a sponsor of terror, and you know what happens when you're a sponsor of terror. Anything could happen. That Boucher spokesperson Richard Boucher said Hamas and other groups had offices in Damascus. Powell on Thursday made similar appeals to the foreign ministers of Egypt, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. Hey, let's just take over the whole world. We'll have all their oil. Life will just be great, won't it? Okay. Jason wrote in earlier, and I didn't read his whole email, but I thought this was really good. Talking about the Iraqi people, how they're just people like you and me, right? Okay. Of course, no. They don't have the privilege that I have. They don't have the privilege that many of you out there have. But they are human beings, okay? That's what I'm saying. And Jason says that their lives are in a dark hour. Yes, they are. And he says, I think what if the tables were turned and what if there was another country on my soil trying to take my country's wealth and killing my people and all under the false pretense of freedom, what would I do? What would any American do? An American would stand up and take on any invader to protect the freedom for himself, his family, and his county, no matter what the odds are. An American is someone who will stand up to the tyranny, knowing the cost of doing so may be death, but they do it because each day that is lived under oppression is worse than death. The Iraqis know freedom is not something that can be given but must be fought for. Any Iraqi that picks up a weapon and takes on a tank is more American than any man playing golf and goofing off with his daddy while there's so much death to his own people and causing so much death to the people he has freed. That's right, Jason. G.W. Bush playing a few rounds of golf with daddy. Gonna do some fishing while he's at it. Meanwhile, only 100 Iraqis have died in the last 4 days. Come on! We've liberated them. This is all part of that liberation. Iraqi people, you should feel good about this, that we have liberated you. Well, not to happen. And you know that I am not being serious here. I want to thank Shar. I want to thank Bill, Steve, John, everyone at the IE America Radio Network for making my life easier this week, helping me out in getting the shows together production-wise and all that good stuff. Thank you to all the listeners for your responses. Thank you for Peter for letting me be his sidekick. Peter will be back on Monday. Peace, everyone. Have a nice weekend.
You've been listening to The Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show. Family Talk with Mike Riera is next on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Israeli helicopters have launched a new attack in Gaza City. Fox News reports that Fuad Ladawi, a senior Hamas leader, was the target in the attack, and according to hospital officials, he has been killed. Palestinian spokesman Hassan Rahman says Israel's retaliation against Hamas is threatening the road to peace and killing innocent Palestinians.
Israel is punishing all of the Palestinian people, not only Hamas or Jihad Islami or those who are responsible for suicide attacks. And this is creating a great deal of rage and anger among the Palestinians.
The airstrikes are in retaliation for a suicide bombing on a bus in Jerusalem on Wednesday. The death toll in that attack has now risen to 17. Israel has vowed to wage war to the bitter end against Hamas as a result, and since then have launched a total of 3 airstrikes. 5 Hamas militants and at least 16 Palestinian civilians have died as a result. The World Health Organization has lifted most of the SARS-related travel warnings to China.